This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
A lady that I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana. It was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find a door. A woman that I know just came from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. No, 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 I don't, no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. Tennessee, oh, he smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey, oh, he said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door. No, 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 I can't take it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door.
Hey! Just have another drink.
Oh, I'm all the same.
We got the lawn, just put mine in the booth.
Larry G. Jones, Las Vegas' finest comic singing impressionist. With over 75 superstar voices in every fast-paced, high-energy show, there's something fun for everyone. Las Vegas Magazine says this multi-award-winning show is not only hilarious, it's astounding. Something fun for everyone. You won't believe your ears.
In a world where people need to laugh, in a time where he was ahead of his time, from a place called the 44th floor of a Korean taco plant, some might say he's a goofball, the ladies just say he's a god, we just say he's crazy. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show with Crazy J and all his craziness. Plus special guests and the Crazy 8 Countdown coming to you live from the 44th floor of a Korean taco plant next to Dumpster 3. Right here in the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. And now, here's Crazy J!
Hello. Hello.
And hello to each and every one of you. Welcome, everybody, to the Rockin' Comedy Show, episode 126. I do bring you the show each and every week from the padded walls of my electronic sandbox right up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant, located next to Dumpster 3 near the Neon City, the Neon Lights of Las Vegas. Oh, we're going to have fun today. We've got a great big show. Spaz is here. We've got guests. We've got an amazing roster of guests. Once again, so many of you praising last week's show. The guests were great. Everything was fun. We're going to do it for you again today. Right now, though, I just want to point out there's several ways that you can contact the show. You can call us. You can email us. You can tweet with us. You can Facebook with us. You can MySpace with us. That's right. We do have all of those. MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. I don't use MySpace all that much as I used to. Facebook gets the updates first. And we do tweet from time to time. You can also call us. We Skype now, so if you want to Skype, give us a call. And all that information, if you go to rockingcomedyshow.com, is in our Contact Us page, and it'll tell you what you need to do if you want to email us, if you want to Skype with us, if, whatever. It's all there. That's where you want to go. We have an amazing show today. I am really, really looking forward to doing the show. We had an amazing weekend with our listener party. We're going to talk about that here in just 1 minute. But I can't do this show alone. That is for sure. And joining me once again in the air chair, it's my co-host. It's the Spad.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
I'm recovering from our very successful listener party.
That did rock, dude. Yeah, and for those of you who weren't there, we wish you were. We had a great time.
That was amazing. lots of stuff. I mean, just, you know, lots of stuff going on with today's show. We got to get Rabbi in here. He's apparently sick.
That's all right. There's always something wrong with that boy.
I got to get back to defend Middle Earth or, you know, something like that. So we're going to get him in here as quickly as we can.
We have a great female band coming in here. Dangerous Curves.
Dangerous Curves.
Awesome.
These ladies know how to rock.
And they're one of like the only, they're one of the only bands here that is all female kick ass rock and roll here in Las Vegas.
That's right. And also on the show, Bonnie Mizell and Billy Krause.
Yeah.
From my
awesome
favorite piano bar. They're a lot of fun. So yeah,
bringing out some great talent, man. Great talent today. I lined up.
Great show. And then Christopher Laporte is going to be here. He is opening up a barcade.
Yeah, new exciting entrepreneur. Yeah, new exciting entrepreneur here in Las Vegas. He's a really smart, savvy guy.
So
good to have him
here to talk to us about it. And Iggy.
Yeah.
Iggy
Maganta. Fantastic.
I met Iggy at an Anthony Cool's party while we were playing Flip Cup, and him and I.
And he's with Vegas. Was it VegasTalent.com?
VegasTalent.com, and he's starting up some stuff, and he told me he wasn't coming empty-handed, so I don't know what that means.
Well, it'll be an adventure.
It will. Something I do want to point out, this was emailed to the Rockin' Comedy Show, the 4th Annual O Vino Wine Tasting, August 28th from 4 to 8 p.m. Tickets are available at all Lee's Discount Liquor Stores, all three Sierra Gold locations, or online at opportunityvillage.com. $50 in advance or $75 at the door. Basically, they are just going to be raising some money for Opportunity Village. You know that one downtown that it caught on fire.
Really?
Yeah, so they lost a lot of stuff. So if you guys can check that out if you are in town, it is going to be Saturday, August 28th at 4 to 8 o'clock. So if you want more information, check out opportunityvillage.org, and we'll also have it up on our website as well. So. Yeah, that listener party was badass, dude.
That was good times.
And,
it doesn't look like it. I mean, oh, it is. I'm just looking out of here. Give me a second.
There's still technical issues here in the studio. I'm still learning. You know, people used to laugh because, Mad Mike came up with the Korean taco. when we worked at the Monte Carlo, he thought that's what some guest was inquiring about, and I was like, you're a jackass, there's no such thing as a Korean taco, and that's how the Korean taco plant was born here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. And as jokes, you know, worked themselves out, I was on Craigslist looking for funny things, because lately we've been pulling up some pretty funny stuff, and believe it or not, the Korean taco truck is coming to town.
You're kidding me.
That's what it is. I had to print it out because I'm like, I'm going to go back and try and find it. It's not going to be there. New Korean taco fusion truck is coming to town.
That's awesome, dude.
We are looking for creative Korean food cook and Mexican food cooks. If you have all the necessary documents for the city of Las Vegas, we want to talk to you. We have the trucks that are branded and ready to go for our hot new concept. Maybe they're just listening to the show and they're like, let's make some Korean tacos.
Dude, that sounds like a great concept. I mean, bulgogi taco, I'm like, fantastic.
Well, we like Korean barbecue.
Yeah, so Korean taco truck that they have a little bit of everything, fine. I'm down.
I got some stuff that has actually come in. It's actually pretty funny. We talked about Justin Bieber on I Can't Get Behind That a couple weeks ago.
I still can't get behind it. Nothing's changed.
Here's something else you might not be able to get behind. The Biebs, as they like to call him, tried to get revenge on one unlucky kid in Detroit who ended up getting thousands of phone calls and texts. He even has the video to prove it. We hope Justin plans on paying this kid's phone bill. It looks like Justin Bieber may not be perfect after all. He tweeted out the phone number of an enemy of his, and it was his way of getting revenge. Gawker's report, Saturday night, a tweet appeared and quickly vanished on the teen heartthrob Justin Bieber's verified Twitter account. Everyone call me, and listed the number. The number belonged to a teen in Detroit, and Justin apparently tweeted out for his revenge. The tweet disappeared soon after, but was up long enough for Kevin Chris Paltic, a Detroit teenager, to receive thousands of calls and texts. I was like, is this going to be in his book?
Man, I don't care. Like, this is one other reason why teenagers shouldn't have, you know, cell phones, for God's sake.
Or be
sakes.
Famous.
That kid's just going to have a world of freaking therapy later on. What happened to Justin Bieber?
So I just thought that was so funny. It's like,
funny.
Justin Bieber, really, you have nothing. You working on your book. Worry about that. Worry about starring in this movie of your life.
Yeah, all 8 years of it.
Angie is not going to be here this week with the news. She is at the fashion show mall doing some modeling. For
Hello. That's why we only bring the hottest girls here to the Rock and Comedy
so
Show.
So she's off this week for the news, but she'll be back next week.
Well, we will miss her dearly.
We miss you, Angie. Come back to her. She had a great time at the listener party. I was trying to get her up to sing, but she just...
Dude, I did enough singing, dude. Good Lord. I sang the whole night long. No, we had a lot of people singing up. That was good. But I had a blast.
Well,
I had a blast.
We had the bar up there singing. And, you know, it's funny. They had a live band playing in the center. We were outside the main patio.
Dude, there was nobody inside.
There was one guy. I went in to go to the bathroom one time, and there was, like, they were still playing. There was one guy, and they finished a song, and he's like, "That was awesome! That was so cool. That was great.
You guys are fantastic."
And everybody else either left or they went out to the patio.
That's where the party is.
Whatever
people.
Was going on out there, it's better than what's going on in here.
I was out there screaming like a woman.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for getting the crowd worked up. I didn't expect you to, you know, be that crazy, Spaz.
Dude, that's what I do. I get the crowd fired up, and I'm there to have a good time. Everybody else is going to have a good time. Bottom line.
You stop those, like, that group of 15 girls getting ready to go into Blue Martini.
Well, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
You don't want to go to Blue Martini. They got it covered. We're free.
You got to come out here and hang out with your brother Spaz.
I was enjoying, like, people that didn't, you know, because one, I mean, the listener party was, yes, we're getting some awesome downloads. Two, it was to welcome you as the new co-host.
Thank you.
And there was quite a few people that was there that had no idea what you did. So it was awesome to sit back and sort of watch them go, how's he doing?
How the heck is he doing? Hey, man, like I said, it's just to be out there and just hang, jam out with people like Jeremiah Studer.
Yeah, he loved it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a good time. It's good, clean fun. Drinking, hanging out with your buddies, Paul, and, you know, Spaz, and freaking Crazy Jay, and doesn't get better than that.
And one of the security guards, the older one that was there, when we were cleaning up and getting ready to leave, he was like, "We haven't had this much excitement on this side of the patio in quite some time."
That's because we bring it with us.
And I'm like,
people.
Well, they told us to bring it. We brought it.
honestly, for all your listeners, for those of you who want to have an event over at your establishment and you want us to come out there and have a listener party where you are, we're happy to come out there and do it.
Yeah.
Just let us know. We'll work it in our schedule. And you can get to hang out with Crazy Jay and Spaz, too. It's It's a good time for everyone.
And the security guard was like, he was playing harmonica without a harmonica? I was like, yeah. He was playing guitar without a guitar? I mean, yeah, it's like he was just questioning himself. It was.
You just have to see it, people. You have to see it. It's amazing. Yeah, right.
It was amazing.
Yeah, good.
Coming up next Tuesday, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show first annual all-female karaoke contest. At Hooters inside Sunset Station in Henderson. The exact address is 1301 West Sunset Road. Of course, we're doing this for 5 weeks, people, so we will constantly be telling you about this. Contest starts, like I said, next Tuesday, ends September 22nd. You must be 21. There's going to be drink specials, food specials. We're going to try and get some, you know, some of our friends to show up, and they're like Anthony Cools and, you know, things of that nature. So
good times.
It should be a good time.
The important thing is that you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. You're going to miss the first one.
I'm going to miss the first one. I'm going to miss the first one, but I will be there for the others.
Yeah, that'll be good. And, you know, what happens in the final round? You're going to want to be there to check that out. And I'm going to read this next email from somebody sent me something that they found on Craigslist, and they thought it was pretty funny. And it's a good way to take a break into some funny music and get Rabbi up here before he keels over or passes whatever germs he's got.
He's using your mic, man. He's not using my mic.
I'm surprised he's actually going to do the segment today.
That's all right. Well, hey, we've been telling people that they're going to be hearing this, you know, segment on all the cool tech gadgets that are coming out. You know, for 2 weeks. He better be here. I don't care if he's sick. Get his sick ass in here.
Oh, and speaking of, because he is going to be, I think he's going to be talking about how his life would be better in a video game. I went and seen Scott Pilgrim versus the World. That would be Rabbi. If you see this movie, whenever he has to battle somebody, you can just picture extra lives on the
round one.
Yeah, and he's like, round one, begin to fight. You know, and it's like, that's totally like Rabbi in computer land. And it was like instantly he meets Christopher at the listener party.
Right.
And the drool was like, oh my God, video games.
Oh my gosh, I could talk about this.
They actually disappeared for a little while. I don't know where they went.
They gated up. I'm okay with it.
But anyway, this is a great segue into a song and then to get Rabbi up here to do his deal so we can get him out of here. Crazy J thought you might find this funny because you do have a song called Pine Cones. I was going to request pine cones just because I saw this on Craigslist. It says, does anyone out there have any use for some free pine cones? I used them last Christmas to make some centerpieces and door decorations, but now I have way too many. If interested, please call Diane. So,
God bless you, Diane.
Yeah, thank you, Diane, for looking out. And this is a very funny song about a woman that likes pine cones for, well, different reasons. And as soon as it's done, we'll have Rabbi up here to, you know, to bore you. No, I'm just saying, to entertain you. And we'll be back.
Life together was so lovely. But somehow, everything must change. Although I know I'll always love you, somehow it'll never be the same. Pine cones, my baby loves pine cones. She won't leave those pine cones alone. Pining for those pine cones. Ooh, why she's got them scattered all over our home. She's got the pine cones in the kitchen, the pine cones in the hall, the pine cones in the winter, spring, summer, and pine cones in the fall. Yeah, pine cones, she's dreaming of pine cones, not leather or designer phones. And I'm wondering if there's something I should do. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, the doctor said, son, it's a stage that she'll be going through. Whoa, pine cones, your baby loves pine cones more than she loves you. Body, bitty, 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 bitty. My pine cones, my baby loves pine cones, the fruit of the evergreen. A pine cone's the way she loves pine cones, bordering on the obscene. Yeah, she got the pine cones in the jazz and size. Pine cones when we're dying, the pine cones in our bed at night. Woo! Pine cones all the time. Yeah, pine cones.
sound of guitars. Getting ready to go to some bars. There's people hanging out by their cars. Well, maybe they're just getting some air. Or maybe they're just saying a prayer. Or maybe they're just going nowhere. Well, maybe they're just getting some air.
There's a party in the parking lot. There's a party in the parking lot. So bring what you got to the usual spot. To the party in the parking lot.
It's Insane Rabbi.
Woo! Yeah, what's up, baby?
This is something he's been working on for 2 weeks, so it better be freaking good.
It's not gonna be.
We'll throw you from the 44th floor if it's not.
I don't know. I'm gonna do what I can. We'll see.
No. So what do we have right now?
What we have is you guys came up to me. You're like, Rabbi, you're a nerd, and I'm like, yeah. So. You know, tell us what's hot, what's not in the tech industry. Maybe some video game stuff, maybe some phone stuff, you know, whatever works. So put together a few things for that. So we'll go over that first. So all you listeners out there know, you know, you got $200-$300 to spend on electronics. I'm going to tell you what to get. I'm going to tell you what not to get. So hopefully I can
because
be...
Because God knows there are a lot of computer illiterate people who just, honestly, they need advice and they need steering, and that's why Rabbi is here.
That is why I'm here. My experience in battling for Middle Earth will help you guys out with that. And after that, if we have time, maybe we'll hit up another funny little skit I've been working on. We'll see how it works out. But let's go ahead. Let's start off on the tech reviews. I got quite a few things that are actually looking pretty good. I got a couple honorable mentions. First off, not really tech-related, but iPhone users have twice as much sex as Android phone users.
Damn straight, man. There's the IFAP 1, IFAP 2.
It's amazing. I mean, seriously, the fact that iPhone users, I guess they're just sexually liberated. So if you're hitting on a girl, she pulls out the Android, give it up, go for the girl across the bar with the iPhone. I'm just saying, I'm helping you guys out there. Go for that one.
Oh, you mean they have sex with other people?
Yes.
Oh, man, I was talking about having sex with myself, man.
That's a lot of I was thinking about
mobile porn,
different.
Man. They're like 70 sites for just mobile porn alone.
I was thinking that was an incredible app on the iPhone or something. I have no idea.
You know what? Apple probably coming out with that here shortly. But
I'd be like, hey, honey, do you have Bump?
How did they come up with that survey? I want to know.
Speaking of Apple, we do have something called Apple TV, also known as iTV, coming out. It's going to come with all the apps that the iPhone and other stuff has. Basically, if you're looking into buying a new TV, hold off just a bit if you're a fan of the Apple products. Basically because you may have an iTV, be able to go right in, sync right up with your iPhone, your iMac, whatever the hell you want. Looking pretty good so far. The only problem may not do 1080, but I'm sure Apple's going to fix that. So if you're looking to buy a new TV, big screen TV, hold off if you're a fan of the Apple products, because Apple TV coming shortly to all the stores around.
So, I mean, with the new iPhone 4, I know there have been issues with the whole...
You hold it wrong.
Hold it wrong and all that
crap. Yeah, whatever.
And, I mean, I'm sure that... When is this? The next 6 months, iPhone always comes out with a new product.
Right. iPhone 5 is going to be 3 months after iPhone 4 or something like that.
That's when I'm going to get it.
Right?
That's when I'm going to get it. I mean, I have iPhone, like, the 2G Edge network right now.
Right.
It's driving me nuts.
Well, actually, we'll get to some stuff that's not so hot for the older generation, because a lot of people... I'll give a bit of a spoiler. The Android 2 is coming out, the new set of Android phones, and the old ones, the Android 1s, I'll get to some problems with them coming up here. So don't buy any older models thinking you're
going to
save
money. I mean,
the
Android phone, that's like the Google phone.
That's the Google.
The HTC.
Android is the Google operating system. There's a bunch of different Android phones.
All right.
But it's the operating system itself that runs the phones. It's kind of like Windows or Mac. You have two different operating systems.
I like that he quotes on the
Yeah, board. I know.
Yeah, people love seeing that on radio.
Hey,
like
sometimes we got
right
the webcams going.
With his
Anyways, back to some good stuff here in the tech industry. New external hard drives coming out. They're called the Freecom CLS external hard drives. What's good about them, they're shaped very similar to the old cassette tapes that you may be familiar with here, Jay. But you can write on them. They're extremely durable, really small. You can actually set three of them up all to a holder that connects directly to your computer. So for the cost, they're really cheap, really effective, and a great way kind of for desk management. We got the studio over here. We got all sorts of stuff everywhere. It's nice and cluttered. Maybe get you some external hard drives that can simplify all this crap you got hanging out over here. But just kidding, Jay. I love you, and I love the desk. I love the.
I would like to point
floor.
Out that this computer was donated by
Insane Rabbi.
By Rabbi,
yeah, it's only broken down like four times, right?
All right, but anyways, the Freecom CLS external hard drives. If you're looking, you know, if your computer doesn't have enough space to store all your music and your movies and stuff on, check those things out. Real durable, real good, real cheap. Freecom CLS external hard drives.
Sounds good.
Yep. Next, this one I'm actually pretty excited for. The largest LED 3D TV being produced by Samsung, 65 inches of amazingness.
Yeah, I can't get behind that, dude.
Yeah, I'm not getting behind. No 3D
on YouTube.
TV.
That's
ridiculous.
I don't need to see my porn in 3D, and I just don't need to see,
well,
you know.
I can see my porn in 3D.
Right. Well, with a 240
hertz. That's going to be huge.
With a 240 hertz refresh rate, way more than what most humans could ever possibly see. But, it's really nice. It's really good. It's got built-in Wi-Fi access. You can get all your Samsung apps like Hulu and ESPN app and stuff like that. So watch a lot of online videos through this TV.
Oh, that sounds good.
But it does come with two pairs of 3D glasses, a 3D Blu-ray DVD of How to Train Your Dragon. So you get, you know, $50 or $60.
Because God knows I want my kid using it more
exactly.
than I do.
But, it, you know, I don't necessarily know how much it cuts into the $6,000 cost of this TV. But, hey, if you got the money, you want the largest 3D Blu-ray LED TV that you can get, Samsung offering highest quality out there right now.
I mean, so don't you think it's a little bit premature that this whole 3D thing is, you know,
that goes back
right
to
now.
My I can't get behind that last week where I said everything's in 3D.
Yeah, well, I mean, now we're getting it at home. Now we're getting it on our TVs.
Even
I mean,
Nintendo DS is going. The next one will be three-dimensional without glasses. It's literally going to be a hologram game. It's absurd.
Star Wars chess.
All right. Well, Samsung also offers some pretty good 3D plasma TVs for anywhere from $1,000 to $2,300 for 50 to 58 inches. Check those out.
Do
if
you
local.
Have anything for that? You know, $56.95 rate.
That I'm sure. Yeah, I'm gonna say maybe a little
Craigslist.
Yeah, right. Craigslist. All right.
eBay.
So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to nerd out on this next one. I'm excited. Madden 11 was just released about a week ago. And not only is it released on all different platforms, it's now even on the iPad.
Yeah, because, I mean, really?
Really?
Every Madden game has been pretty much the same damn thing the year before. What's just oh,
it's the same game. They just put a new number on it.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, if it sells for $60 every year,
whoa, their helmets are more shiny in this one.
That's actually, I'm sure that's been on like Madden 09. You know, highlight point number one: shinier helmets. Probably. Nevertheless, the iPad is now becoming almost like a gaming console in the sense that they're starting to design games to go just for the iPad.
Is it fast enough to run that?
You know, I don't necessarily know exactly how it runs. I haven't tested it personally. I've only researched it.
Well, can you get on that, Chris?
Yeah, give me an iPad. When's the show going to donate $700 so I can grab one?
Soon.
I've talked to my friends. They've played it. They like it. They say it's good. So Madden 11 on the iPad. That's pretty hot. I think that's pretty cool. But,
yeah, you're the only one.
I'm sorry.
As you can see, there was, like, silence in the room. I'm so excited about Madden 11.
Yeah!
All right, next. We do have the Motorola Droid 2. The pre-sale was underway a little over a week ago. They are out now. The phone packs, a slide-out QWERTY keyboard, Flash 10.1, a 3.7-inch display, 5-megapixel camera, and 8 gigs of internal storage. Basically,
Can you spell that down for layman people?
All
right, thank you very much.
Great camera, great display. It does flash, which the iPhones and Mac or Apple products don't do.
But isn't flash becoming obsolete at this
point? A lot of people have said HTML5, which is another...
Not according to my brother.
Yeah, because your brother's a real genius.
I was
going to
say, your brother, EMT, web design, real close.
And Flasher.
And Flasher. Oh, man. Anyway, in all honesty, the Droid 2, it looks good. It looks fantastic.
Is it worth putting the money out for a system that is honestly going to be upgrading to, let's say, HTML5, which is a different kind of...
In all honesty, HTML5 versus Flash is kind of like the Blu-ray versus HD DVD. Nobody knows who's going to win. I can't tell you who's going to win. I would assume with Apple's control over the world right now that Flash is going to potentially die out. But if you do pick up the Motorola Droid 2, like I said, great camera, great display, you know, just great mechanics all around.
Can you make a call with it?
Yes, actually.
It does everything else.
It does
everything,
including making phone calls.
That's good.
So, is it
on the Android system as well?
Right. This is the new Android 2, actually. So
Android
it's 2 upgraded.
System.
It's the new Motorola phones to go with the Android.
Now, I think we're getting a little bit deep for our normal listeners.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
Again, nerd alert.
Right.
So what do we have as far as video games?
Besides Madden 11.
I would say Madden 11. We do have Halo Reach coming out, which will most likely be the final installment. I got the
won't see Rabbi for 42 days.
I have broken my Halo addiction, ladies and gentlemen. I deserve a pat on the back for that one. Thank
yeah, you'll
very
get
much.
Back on there.
Yeah, because he's on StarCraft addiction.
Cause exactly. Middle Earth
is not
calling.
A quitter.
Yeah, he's not a quitter.
Rabbi's not a quitter.
He just puts it on hold.
All right, so Halo Reach is coming out. That's looking real good. Gears of War 3 in the future is coming out. Overall, though, video games, it's kind of slowing down. Halo Reach is probably the biggest thing coming out. And Call of Duty Black Ops. But both of those, Reach is due for release within the month. I know Call of Duty Black Ops, which is the newest Call of Duty, will be out.
Is it Duty?
Yeah, right. Beavis and Butthead coming back, by the way.
Duty.
No.
All right. Sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Call of Duty Black Ops, do we know the release date for that one? Okay, never mind.
He looks at his girlfriend for that.
He goes to the girlfriend for the girlfriend for that answer.
At GameStop once a week, just putting it out there so she might know. It should be 2 or 3 months last time.
Yes,
heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's a very rare breed.
She is. She's fantastic.
She is the girl that works at the video game store.
Awesome.
All right. Last point of order, so to speak, for the top 5 awesome things in the tech world right now. Netflix, it is official now. They have reached an agreement with Epix to include films from Paramount, Lionsgate, and MGM Studios as part of its Watch Instantly offerings. For those of you that don't have Netflix, $9 a month, you can watch thousands upon thousands upon thousands of movies and TV shows instantly online. You just click it, and it's done.
Man, you can do that now on your Xbox or...
Yeah, you can do it through your Xbox, your Wii, your PS3, and your computer.
And I'll let you know right now, people, that, I mean, that's all I have is the internet at my house. I don't do cable anymore. I watch everything on Netflix.
And right, and it is so fantastic. And to know that the new Star Trek, the new Indiana Jones, anything from Paramount, Lionsgate, and MGM Studios will be available 90 days after it hits pay-per-view. It costs Netflix over $1 billion for our entertainment value, so ladies and gentlemen, please give them $9 a month. It's probably the greatest thing I have ever purchased in the last 5-6 years.
I hear you to that, man. It is great. It is fantastic. There's things for everybody, your whole family.
Just about out of time, Rabbi. All right, you're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Rabbi, just a few minutes left.
Uh-oh.
Why don't you tell us about your wonderful life inside
of
a video
game?
All
right, why life is better in a video game. All right, so I was thinking about it, and I was like, let's start a Call of Duty. For those of you that never played it before, when you actually get shot, you regen health. You actually regenerate your health. So I figure, I'm like, well, why don't I play the game on the hardest difficulty and just see what happens? I took 19,362 bullets to the face, still completed the game. So, health regeneration, that's unbelievable. That's like a superpower.
That is a good superpower to have.
Exactly. I would love the opportunity to really shoot him that many times in the face.
You know, that would be great.
Wolverine is the actual character.
Because the way that
playing.
Beard's going, he's not going to get on planes pretty soon.
You know, that is true.
Well, the next
do
thing
for
I'd
random
like to,
screening.
The next thing I'd like to do would be all the badass weapons that you get. You know, you walk into a cave in Zelda, and you end up getting a treasure chest of gold, a new sword, plated armor. I mean, hell, help me find a girl, a damsel in distress, and I'm good. Hell, why don't we go with that one as well? Every time
good
I play
God, a
video
help
game,
him find a girl in the first place.
Yeah,
he
right?
Unbelievably found his girlfriend that he has right now.
Yeah. No kidding. Every 5 minutes, a new damsel in distress, a new beautiful, gorgeous
bitch is
princess.
Always getting in trouble.
Exactly. You gotta go out, you gotta rescue him all day.
He needs some saving.
Who wouldn't want to do that? Who wouldn't be like, oh, you need
my help? I'm sorry. I don't want to sit out there and fight orcs. I'm sorry. I want to sit in the privacy of my own living room, just sitting there doing my own thing, rather than trying to save some damsel in distress or trying to get out there and trying to win pots of gold.
Right.
Anyways, who wouldn't want to kill bad guys, have lots and lots of sex, and not deal with any of the consequences? Hell, why don't we go on that one as well? Oh, no consequences.
Rabbi, you can do all that if you stop playing video games.
Really?
You could try to do this in all. Well, we
I need
talking
to reevaluate
about
my life,
you
don't
do,
I?
Really?
You need some game,
that stuff
man.
Is all available to you in the real world.
Well, as for no consequences, look at any game that you actually play, except for maybe Fable or Grand Theft Auto, and there's really no consequences to your actions. You can kill whoever you want. It's not going to matter. Grand Theft Auto, the cops might go after you. And then, of course, Fable, the famed consequence. Guess what happens when you get to have sex with the damsels in distress? You can choose protected or unprotected sex. You know what happens when you have unprotected sex? In the game, you contract sexually transmitted diseases.
That's
you
a
see,
too,
I'm sorry.
That's
this is an education. This is an education for all of us. Even in video games, you can get STDs.
Exactly. Even in video games now, reality has come all the way over into that. So maybe life might be better in a video game right now, but in the future, I don't know, man. I'm getting worried.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being here, but Bonnie's here.
Uh-oh.
So
I'm worried Billy now.
So yeah, you lose out.
Damn it. All right. Yeah, if I...
Tip and shave that beard.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. We'll see you later.
Awesome.
Yo, back to school. Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Larry G. Jones, Las Vegas' finest comic singing impressionist. With over 75 superstar voices in every fast-paced, high-energy show, there's something fun for everyone. Las Vegas Magazine says this multi-award-winning show is not only hilarious, it's astounding. Something fun for everyone. You won't believe your ears.
I want to finish and then go to be able to and have my parents couldn't have. I'll even make because I know it's the best thing I can do for my. I want to finish
school
and then go to
college
to be able to
graduate
and have
the future
my parents couldn't have. I'll even make
sacrifices
because I know that
going to college
is the best thing I can do for my
future.
It takes the words of a parent to build the future of a child. The Hispanic Scholarship Fund has the tools and information to help your kids go to college. It's free and it's available in Spanish. Remember, their tomorrow depends on your words today. Visit yourwordstoday.org or call 1-877-HSF-8711. Sponsored by the Hispanic Scholarship Fund and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
I got a gal with just one eye.
Yeah.
No depth of field, but sweet as pie. And I just don't carry on. If a vision isn't stereo, to me she'll always be the tops. My sweet little psycholog. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. Now you might wonder what she's thinking. 'Cause it looks like she's winking. In arguments I yell and cry, but you just can't see the other side. It's worse than it looks, says her mother, 'cause she's blind in one eye, blonde in the other. Well, she's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. Now how it happens, she just won't spill. Was it Scissor Sprint or William Tell? Well, the eye got put out and was never found. Gone to take a look around. My Columbo cutie, Pop-Pop Punkin. Sammy Jr., Sandy Duncan. Oh, she's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love.
On the day the cartoon animals reverted to their natural state, all the kids agree was a sight to see when they peel off the paper and they all ran free. On the day the cartoon animals reverted to their original work, they threw off their anthropomorphic ways and totally went berserk. And there was Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Boo Boo and Yogi dining in the dumpster. Well, look at old Mickey, that dirty old rat, got a mouth full of cheese and his head in a trap. Donald's in a Chinese restaurant booth with a ginger glaze and no sailor suit. And there's Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Bugs Bunny in the laboratory testing mascara. Well, Rocky's just a roadkill squirrel surprise. Only flying being done by fly. Bullwinkle's in the woods far away from here with a radio collar and a tag in his ear. And Smokey the Bear's choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear's choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear's choking on a camper. Porky smells nicer on a spiral slicer. Goofy's sniffing out drugs at the border. Bambi's on the turnpike riding on a fender.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor.
Yeah.
Our friend Bonnie Mizell is back.
Yeah.
A long, long last. And she's brought along her friend Billy Krause.
Hey, Billy. You sexy beast.
You're talking about Bonnie, right?
Yeah, he's talking
about
you.
Yes, they're talking about me with the hairy chest.
I'm glad to see you shaved your face before you came in.
Yes, I did. It was a little prickly.
It was a good example for Rabbi. He left to go shave.
That's good.
It's really good. But we love you guys at the Piano Bar. And Bonnie, your appearance on the show last time you were here was amazing.
It was so fun. I loved it.
She loved it so much it took her a year to come back.
Good things, you have to wait for them.
That's
and
right.
I wanted to make sure you guys really appreciated me before I came back. And, you know, it's more comedy with you guys, you know. But I did miss you.
Doesn't sound like. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway,
I don't know. Well, you know what? I'm new to you guys. You know, I've only seen you like once, but I want to like let everybody know who you guys are, and that's important. And Bonnie, where are you from?
I'm from Alabama.
You're from Alabama.
I know. You could go with a lot of jokes on that.
Yeah,
it's
we
okay.
can.
Go ahead.
No,
we don't have that much time.
And playing the piano, we got Billy Krause.
Yeah. Hang on, Suba, hang on. O-H-I-O.
I'm from Ohio.
And he's the few, the proud. Actually, there are a lot of proud people from Ohio. But excellent. And you guys are sing-along piano players, and where do you play?
We work at the Paris.
The Paris.
Yeah.
Oh, how many nights a week do we get to enjoy?
I'm there 3 nights a week. Billy's there, what, 4?
Yeah, 4 nights. It's dueling pianos every night starting at 9 o'clock. There's always somebody there. Me and Bonnie work together on Monday, and I'm there on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday.
And I'm also there Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, so there you go. Right there.
Memorize that.
Dude, you guys whore that shit out. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Get out there. And, you know, what is the piano bar like there? I've never been to the one at Paris. Is it
more chilled atmosphere than Harris in New York, where you can actually sit down. And,
it's very classy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do draw the conservatives, but after they're liquored up, we bring out the more fun side in them. And it's a place where I think we get more of a music appreciation for what we do. Because Billy and I, you know, we're not just entertainers. You know, we're music connoisseurs here. And Billy is like the ultimate best piano player ever.
Awesome! I want to hear.
Outside of me.
He actually impressed me last week when he did Battery. I didn't know he could do that. That was freaking amazing.
Crashing all around me, Battery astounding me.
Anyway, it's Metallica on the piano.
That was awesome.
Dude, he does all the heavy metal stuff. He is cool.
I know, as he wears his golf cap and his pink shirt.
Well, I grabbed my shaft today and put the ball in the hole. What do you want me to tell you?
What was your par? 4 or 8? 18? Oh, my God. I'm getting a hot flash.
So you guys, how many years have you guys actually played together?
I moved here about 5 years ago, and my first gig was at Hooters right on the Strip. And Bonnie and I played on Friday and Saturday nights at Hooters, and it had its charm. If you enjoyed being in an audience with guys who would yell Sweet Home Alabama at us all night long while eating chicken wings and licking their finger and telling Bonnie, take off your top, then that is the gig for you, baby.
Oh, yeah. And what's funny is, we followed up the dueling guitar.
Wait, my brother was there?
So,
yeah, he was the only one, man. Seriously.
That was fun, though. We had fun just being silly. We practiced our silliness then, and now we're like professional silly. So.
Yeah. It's a great show, though. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah, you've been almost a regular there. Like most Mondays, you come in, and it's pretty cool. Bring in people, and yeah, you know, yeah. Firsthand.
That's right.
And you always request, oh, darling.
That's right. Because I wanted you to learn it.
I still haven't learned it, but I still play it for every night anyway.
But it's better than what it was when you first started. You stopped. Let's do that.
Bonnie, you want to do a beat?
Sure.
This is Jay's favorite song. What should you do it in?
I'm trying to remember.
We'll do it in R.
Yeah.
I never do you no harm. Believe me when I say I never do you no harm. Oh, I love it. I couldn't live it anymore. Oh, I broke down and cried. Oh, darling, do it anymore. I broke down and cried.
Oh yeah!
Nice.
That was all kinds of fun, man.
That is all kinds of fun.
Sorry, I chipped my tooth on your microphone. Sorry about that.
It's okay. That's my microphone. But awesome, man. Oh, girl, you can use my microphone like that all night long.
Let's get it on.
Yeah.
Let's get to know. Awesome. I love being here with awesome musicians. That's what it's all about. Oh, me next. I want to jam.
Okay.
Call it.
I want to go. Let's do Stormy Monday.
You might have the wrong musicians, man.
Stormy Monday Blues?
Go take a break.
Yeah, you got the wrong musicians. Well, you pick a Tom Petty song before there.
I can't even play 12 bars. You're killing me. Well, let's see. What else do we have? I don't know. I'll get back to you. Let me get my list out.
That's all right. Come to our bar. Request up there.
Yeah. Put him on the spot.
Nah, but that's excellent, man. And how did you get into this game? The whole piano bar. I mean, honestly, I don't see. Let's go to Bonnie first. I don't see many hot female piano bar singers. You're a very rare breed.
That's why I got the sex change. My name was Buddy, and I thought, you know what? I could really land a gig in Vegas if it was Bonnie.
And you succeed very well.
Yay! Well, I was a classical pianist, and I got my degree in that. And after I graduated, I had that oh shit moment of what do I do now? And I didn't want to teach piano, and I loved writing music, but there's not really something that you can do to really make money. So I got into doing pianos, and after a year and a half, I came to Vegas, and I've been here since.
Man, thanks for sticking around.
Thanks for sticking around. I mean, because that's hard because being classically trained, or are you both classically trained at this point?
No, I'm trained by Styx, Led Zeppelin, and Rush. They trained me. Yeah.
That's great, man. But like I said, if you have a chance to see these guys over at the Paris, please go check it out. I want to hear another song. It's your turn.
Let's do a fun song.
Yeah.
We got everybody in the room, so let's have everybody involved in this one.
All right,
here it is. It's a song called The Hole in the Bottom of the Pool. I'm going to sing it once, and then you guys can all sing it together. You know this one?
Okay.
There's a hole in the bottom of the pool. There's a hole in the bottom of the pool. There's a hole there's a hole. Trust me. Hole in the bottom of the pool. Sounds weird. Sounds stupid, doesn't it?
Oh, it sounds stupid.
Follow me. Go. Everybody sing it. There's a hole in the bottom of the pool. Go. There's a hole in the bottom of the pool. Go. There's a hole. There's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the pool. Good. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put something on the hole. Giggity, giggity.
Oh,
a drain, like this. There's a drain in the hole in the bottom of the pool. Sing it. There's a
drain in the hole in the bottom of the pool.
Perfect. There's a drain. There's a drain. There's a drain in the hole in the bottom of the pool. Good. One more thing, and then we're going to go around the room. This is a frog on the drain, like this. There's a frog in the drain in the hole in the bottom of the pool. There's a frog in the drain in the hole in the bottom of the pool. Go. There's a frog. There's a frog. There's a frog in the drain in the hole in the bottom of the pool. Who's still with me makes a noise?
Yeah.
All right. Jay, you tell me, what do you want on top of the frog?
I have no idea.
You got to pick anything you want.
Any noun.
Anything you want.
What is going to be on?
A blow-up doll. Let's make it a doll, and let's go faster.
All right.
Cool? All right, here we go. There's a doll in the frog in the drain in the hole in the bottom of the pool. Sing it.
There's a dog in the frog in the drain in the hole in the bottom of the pool.
There's a dog. There's a doll. There's a dog in the frog in the drain in the hole in the bottom of the pool. Good. Around the room.
Yeah.
Paul.
A skydiver.
Skydiver. That's a lot of syllables. Holy crap. There's a skydiver dog in the frog in the drain in the hole in the bottom of the pool. There's a skydiver doll in the frog in the drain in the hole in the bottom of the pool. There's a diver. There's a diver. There's a diver in the doll in the frog in the drain in the hole in the bottom of the pool. Who's still with me?
Yeah.
Three more to go. Chris, what's on the skydiver? Muhammad Ali. There's a boxer on the diver and the doll and the frog in the drain and the hole in the bottom of the pool. There's a boxer on the diver and the doll and the frog in the drain and the hole in the bottom of the pool. There's a boxer. There's a boxer. There's a punch drunk boxer on the muff diver on the doll and the frog in the drain and the hole in the bottom of the pool.
Yeah.
Two more to go.
Two more to go.
Krista. Sheep. Oh, God.
Oh,
we can go a lot of... Thank you, by the way, for the one syllable. Yeah.
Excellent.
Fantastic. That's why I didn't make you last. All right. Here we go. Here we go. There's a sheep on the boxer and the diver. And holy crap, let's try that again. There's a sheep on the boxer and the...
Skydiver
on the doll and the frog in the drain and the hole in the bottom of the pool. There's sheep in the box and the diver and the doll and the frog in the drain and the hole in the bottom of the pool. There's a sheep. There's a sheep in the box and the diver and the frog in the frog in the drain and the hole in the bottom of the pool. Oh my God!
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
One.
Yes.
One more to go, and we're gonna go even faster. And I saved it for Bonnie. Bonnie, what do you want on top the sheep? And oh my God, keep it clean.
Oh come on.
Oh,
just because your mom and dad are listening. Hi, Dad. I want to say farmer. That's wholesome.
There's a farmer on the sheep.
Yeah, that's wholesome, right?
Okay, ready? Here we go.
She is from Alabama.
There. Farmer and the sheep and the boxer and the diver and the doll and the frog and the drain and the hole and the bottom of the pool. Oh my God. There's a farmer and the sheep and the boxer and the diver and the dog and the frog and the drain and the hole and the bottom of the pool.
Yeah.
The sheep. There's a farmer. I mean, there's a farmer and the sheep. Maybe the sheep's and the farmer. I don't know. Maybe a Hobbit Ali's and the farmer. I'm not sure. The sheep and the diver and the dog and the frog and the drain and the hole and the bottom of the pool.
Yeah. The sheep is getting it.
Nice.
That's cool.
Nice.
Hey, not in. We're not going there.
Wow.
Nice.
Dude, that was impressive.
Cool, man.
You were worried about it at first, though.
I know.
I thought Paulie's like, dude, this isn't a library show. I'm like,
that was awesome. I was like, great, I know, but man, that's a lot of words.
He's an '80s guy, so if he could do anything from the '80s,
I could do play that funky music. I could play, you know, yeah, that's good.
Look how you get him out of his seat.
Well, I was a boogie singer, playing in a rock and roll band. Never had no problem burning down the one night stand. And everything around me.
Everything around you like a sheep.
Got to stop the feeling so lonely. To disco down and check out the show. And they were dancing and singing and moving to the groove, yeah. And just when it hit me, somebody turned around and shouted, play that funky music, wild boy. So play that funky music, right.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Play that funky music, wild boy. Lay down and bug, yeah. And play that funky music till you die.
Yeah, that was pretty good, man. I gotta tell you, that was good. What do you think, Peter?
I think it's pretty good.
Now, because you guys, I mean, it is really cool to actually have a guy and girl duo up here. That means you can do all the crappy duets, like, you know, but I'm sure you guys have these, you twist them up, jack them up, and do you guys have any, like, duets that you do together?
Yeah, we do all the ones. Go ahead.
Let's see, we did, what's our favorite?
Well, Grease, well, none of them really, man. Like, these are all cheese-tastic.
I got You Babe Scratch. We did it last time, which is really funny, by the way.
It is really good.
Because I played Sunny and Mike played Cher, that was funny. But we do Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, which we absolutely hate. Every time we get that request, we just want to dive off.
Hate's a strong word, that's
stage.
Not so true.
There are so many more that are worse.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad ones. But, you know,
Paradise by the Dashboard Lights is like an 8-minute epic of a song.
Well, yeah, we cut it down. And we don't really hate them, I got to say. It's just that everybody requests them every night, 3 times a night. So it's just on the norm for us. That's all.
Number one has got to be Piano Man, right?
No, not anymore. It used to be. Now the number one song is...
Oh, yeah.
Just a Small Town Girl.
That's the number one song.
Yeah, we do not hate that one. Hate is a very strong word.
It is, and we don't want to go there.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's really overplayed.
Piano Man is like number two, probably. Don't Stop Believin'. Old Time Rock and Roll is right up there, and Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Those are our number one requested songs. So if you come to see our show, we would love for you to request those, but we prefer for you to request, oh, I don't know, how about something by Rush? Yeah.
Monday Warrior, mean shy. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
And don't forget Heart.
Oh, yeah.
And Metallica. And
all right, you know, okay, you said Heart, so go on. We need to hear a Heart song.
Oh, you're killing me.
I told him right before your set,
because, you know, he had me sing Heart last night, and I was like, holy.
Oh, he told me that you sing Heart.
Yeah.
I should say it.
You guys should do it together.
Okay, we can
or
do
give
it.
Or she kicks ass on Janis Joplin, too.
Oh, yeah,
she
does.
Yeah, Janis Joplin's badass, too.
So whichever one
you have that raspy goodness, so we can do it. Whatever, dude.
You call it, Bon.
You know what, Janice, I did Janice last time, let's do some Heart then.
Do you want to play it too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what song are we doing?
Alone,
good.
Where are we starting?
Wherever you want.
To start.
Thanks. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. But the night goes by so very slow. Oh, and I hope that it doesn't end so.
Awesome.
In case anybody wasn't sure, that was Paul on the high note.
Yeah.
Holy crap. That was awesome.
Thank you so very much. You're beautiful audience.
He's the best female
karaoke
singer you'll ever meet.
In Las Vegas.
The best female karaoke singer in Vegas. Thank you.
That was awesome.
That was good, man. It was so much fun jamming with you guys. It's just, it's a blast. It's a blast. So, I mean, you guys, when's your day off? You actually have one day off a week?
No, one or two nights. It all depends. So once in a while, we'll play at one of the other venues, but mainly it's
Paris. And it's like 4 45-minute sets?
No, 4 hours straight.
Four hours straight.
Yeah.
Dude, man, I tell you right now, I sing 90-minute shows. I do 90-minute shows. That's it. And after a 90-minute show, I'm fried. And it is, to do what you guys do, it's hard. It is very hard. And that's why I want to let all our listeners know that, you know, it takes practice to get out there and really just put yourself through the trenches, because 4 hours
we're
of just
like
straight singing.
athletes now.
Right here, what he just said, I'm going to cut and paste that and then record it, play it over and over in my house, over and over, and my head's going to go, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, you know, my wife says, you only sing 90 minutes. You don't work.
No, like, seriously.
Great, I don't work. I got these guys over here 4 hours.
We're cheerleaders, too, man. We're singers, we're entertainers, we're cheerleaders, we're piano players, we're involving with ourselves and the audience. It's the whole package of making sure everybody has a fun time. And, if you're, you know, we're like, you know, we're like, yeah, trained athletes, like Bonnie says, yeah. Man. 4 hours we go at it, and we're exhausted at the end of it, but damn, we have fun doing it.
Yeah,
and
everybody
really
has
good.
A great time in there.
And, you know, it's all about tips, you guys. I mean, you are not salaried. You basically put your money up there, and you
it's
guys.
It's optional. Can. You guys can tip us if you want, and we'll play your song. You know, that's how it works.
That's awesome.
It always encourages us, but we do like to create a positive environment. We don't like people feeling like they're, you know,
boo,
having
you
to
suck.
Put it up there. Yeah.
How many times you get a Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, we get that quite a bit.
Good Lord. And you're just like, douchebag. There's always one of you in the audience. Good God. Probably you from Alabama.
We're getting a lot of Lady Gaga now.
Oh, yeah. That's been funny.
Yeah.
Especially when Billy has.
Does Billy have, like, does Billy have to play it?
Yeah, I got to do a lot of the chick songs. So when I'm not with Bonnie. When Bonnie does all the girl songs when I'm with her. But when I'm not with...
Yeah, but Spice Girls, I didn't even know that. Yeah. And you whipped that out and you
shut up, Bonnie. Don't tell people I know the Spice Girls.
What Spice Girls song did you
No, I'm going to get Spice Girl requests now for the next couple weeks.
Billy nails the Spice Girls. He just totally nailed them.
I didn't nail all five of them. Just two.
Just nice.
Tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I want to really stop singing this song.
Yeah, that's fan-fucking-tastic. I'm serious. That song sucked the first time it came out. The fact that, you know, the fact that you actually had the balls to go ahead and do that, I'd be like, no, man, I pass on that.
It sucked the first time it came out when it was called a Ricky Martin song.
Oh, man. Yeah, that
is. Upside, inside, I live in the beach. So tell me what you want, what you really. It's the same song.
Okay, can I just brag about Billy real quick?
Please do.
Yeah,
please do. I mean, because.
Nobody would like that more than Billy.
Because our female listeners love that kind of stuff.
Like, Julie Pianos is not one of those things that you can just jump in and do, you know? I mean, it takes years to really get not just used to the concept of it, but also. The songs, you know, because you have to be able to handle a multitude of songs. And I haven't been doing it as long as Billy, but at the same time, Billy knows just about, like, you can't stump him. He'll give it a good effort, and even what he thinks is okay, the audience is standing up and cheering. Like, seriously, I've learned a lot from Billy, and so he is... Yeah, he's awesome.
I feel love. I know. Feel the love there, huh? That was cool.
He's an amazing entertainer, but I he's taught me a lot. I feel like that I am so much more awesome than him now because of him. I mean, I humbly say that. I really feel...
Grasshopper, you are now the master. I teach you well. Now you must die.
Good God. I bet you guys sound like you are a blast to hang out with at the Paris.
Monday night to the Paris, 9 to 1.
That's right.
Monday night.
Hey, let's have a little fun with another song here. We got Chris, we got Krista, we got Paul, and we got Jay and Bonnie Mizell in the studio. Let's do one together.
This is perfect.
All right, let's try this one. This is called the Big Rig. Now, all you have to do is count from 1 to 18. I'll do it once, and then we all do it together. Are you with me? Say hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
Well, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig. And it's rolling, 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 rolling. Everybody in the room, try it. Ready? Well, there's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18
wheels on a big rig. And it's rolling, 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 rolling. Anybody drinking in here?
Yes.
You are okay. Yeah. Well, this will be difficult. Let's go backwards. 18 to 1. Well, there's 18, 17,
16, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling, rolling, rolling. Rolling, rolling. All right, let's keep it easy. Even numbers only, starting with 2. Well, there's
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12,
14, 16, 18.
Wheels on a big rig. And it's rolling, rolling, rolling. Rolling, rolling. Rolling.
This song makes me feel retarded.
You're going to feel worse.
Great.
Odd number, starting with 1. Ready? Well, there's
1, 3, 5,
7, 9, 11, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18,
Chris said 19. She's rolling, rolling, rolling. Rolling, rolling, rolling. All right, one more to do. Multiples of three. Ready? Well, there's three.
3, 6, 9, 12.
Oh, God, we live in a big ring. And let's right. skip the numerical skills, all right? Let's go into verbal skills. Habla Espanol. 1 through 18. You want to try it? Here we go. Well, there's...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14,
15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, dude, that was better than normal numbers.
Wow.
Is there any other language you guys might be able to get through? 1 through 10, possibly? Any other language?
Budweiser.
Budweiser.
Oh, Korean.
Korean?
I got it.
Want to do it? Paul, ready?
Well, there's... Hana dual set net that's a ilgo yada out of hodo.
That's good. Hey, 10's good. It's rolling. How about Polish? Well, there's 1 ski, 2 ski, 3 ski, 4 ski, 5 ski, 6 ski, 7 ski, 8 ski, 9 ski, 10 ski, 11 ski. You get it. Wheels on a big rig. And it's rolling. Are you still with me? Say hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Last verse. Italian. The Roman numerals. Twice as fast. Here we go. Well, there's I wheels on a big rig, and it's rolling.
Brian turned to glance at the pilot, who suddenly had both hands on his stomach and was grimacing in pain.
I don't know, kid.
The pilot's words were a hiss, barely audible.
Bad aches here. Bad aches.
He stopped as a fresh spasm of pain hit him. The pilot was having a heart attack. Brian saw the pilot slam into the seat one more time. One more awful time he slammed back into the seat, and his right leg jerked, pulling the plane to the side. Brian was sitting in a bush plane roaring 7,000 feet above the northern wilderness with a pilot who had suffered a massive heart attack and who was either dead or in something close to a coma. He was alone. In the roaring plane, he was alone. The plane, committed now to crashing, fell like a stone, and Brian eased back and braced himself for the crash. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Hatchet by Gary Paulson. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor.
Yeah.
With Bonnie and Billy.
Yeah.
Nobody can see me flashing up here. This is boring.
That's all right.
Don't worry. We'll put pictures on the internet.
Yeah.
You know, some just random girl.
All right, cool. Yeah.
You know, really big, huge cans. Great. We'll make you look good, hon. That's what we do here on the show.
Thanks a lot.
Make you look good.
Thanks.
And we have to wrap it up, but, you know, if you guys want to have more fun with Billy and Bonnie, go to the Napoleon Bar at the Paris Hotel Monday nights, 9 o'clock.
We play together Monday nights.
That's right.
Go there anytime, but if you want to see them play together.
That's right.
We love to play together.
That's right. You've been listening to the Rock and Comedy Show.
Hey, let's do the song. Come on, let me clap. Come on, let's do it.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those cats were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Those cats were extra lining.
Oh, baseball all wrong. Man with four balls cannot walk.
You got one, Jay?
Yeah.
Do one.
Why poop a husband in doghouse? Soon find him at cat house.
Crowded elevator. Smell different to midget.
Paul, very good. Chris.
Foolish man give wife grand piano. Wise man give wife upright organ.
Oh, upright organ, very
white
good.
Organ,
Krista.
But didn't he like bubble? One prick organ.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Good night.
Ladies.
ladies and gentlemen,
nice.
Bonnie and Billy. God, yay. Thank you guys so much for coming.
You can also find them on Facebook.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are you on the same Facebook site, or you have your own Facebook?
Individual.
So
we keep things separate away from work.
You know, it's good. it's good. You know, I mean.
Yeah, he's under Billy Krause, and I'm under Bonnie Mazel.
As on Facebook. So.
Yeah, or websites.
Yeah, websites. Mine's BonnieMazel.com. And I always post up our schedule or my schedule on there, and you can see when Billy and I work together.
Yep.
Oh, excellent.
Mine's the same name, Billy Krause. Billy Krause icon. Yeah.
Mine's the same name.
Bonnie myself.
Spelled differently, but it's the same.
So, Bonnie, do you have stalkers besides Jay?
Oh, Jay, yeah. Well,
my brother was the stalker. I'll say that right now.
He was the wild one. You're the friendly one.
Yeah.
Man, excellent. Thank you guys so much for coming up today.
It was awesome.
Cool. Our pleasure. Very fun. Thanks for having us.
Woohoo!
Henry? Oh, Henry?
Yes, Father.
Did you fetch the water?
Go fetch the water. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket. Dear Liza, a hole.
Well, fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Go fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Fix it.
With what shall I fix it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I fix it, dear Liza? With what?
With a straw, dear Henry, dear Henry. Dear Henry, with a straw, dear Henry, with a straw.
But the straw is too long, dear Liza, the straw is too long, dear Liza, too long.
Cut it, dear Henry, cut it.
With what shall I cut it, dear Liza, with what shall I cut it, dear Liza, with what?
With an axe, dear Henry, with an axe, dear Henry, with an axe.
The axe is too dull, dear Liza, the axe is too dull, dear Liza, too dull.
Sharpen it, dear Henry. Well, sharpen it, dear Henry. Hone it.
On what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza? On what shall I hone it, dear Liza? On what?
On a stone, dear Henry. On a stone, dear Henry, on a stone.
But the stone is too dry, dear Liza, the stone is too dry, dear Liza, too dry.
Well, wet it, dear Henry. Well, wet it, dear Henry, wet it.
With what shall I wet it, dear Liza, with what shall I wet it, dear Liza, with what?
Try water, dear Henry. Try water, dear Henry. Use water.
In what shall I fetch it, dear Liza, in what shall I fetch it, dear Liza, in what?
In a bucket, dear Henry, in a bucket, dear Henry, in a bucket.
There's a hole in the bucket. There lies a, there's a hole in the bucket. There lies a hole. Next is a young lady whom I first had the pleasure of meeting in London a little over a year ago. First I saw her in a film called Come Back Africa, which is currently showing here in New York. And then she came here, appeared at the Village Vanguard, did the Steve Allen show, appeared at the Blue Angel, and captured the hearts of most of the people who have seen her, and certainly all of the critics. A visitor from South Africa, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Miriam Makeba.
Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor, and we're giving you another reason why this show rocks. Dangerous Curves.
Yeah!
Is here in the studio.
That's right. The sexy ladies of the band Dangerous Curves is in the house.
And this is for anybody that has a hard time believing that chicks can rock, because you guys rock. You rock all over Vegas.
Thank you, Crazy Jay.
You can pay me later.
Okay.
You guys are, let's not waste any time. You guys are up for an awesome award.
I know.
This week at the Hilton, right?
Crazy. We got nominated for Best Live Performance Band in Las Vegas, and we're up against heavy hitters, Sin City Sinners, Yellow Brick Road, Naga High.
Yeah.
I forget the other one.
Naga High. Those guys are hilarious.
I have not seen them because, fortunately, we are usually working.
First time I saw them, they opened up for Great White just a couple weeks back.
Wow.
And they're really... I'm like, I don't know who these guys are, but they definitely did some great southern rock.
Boobs?
They don't have boobs.
Okay. Well, there you
I'm
go.
Sorry, boobs are always better
Thank
than your
you.
Wife.
That's why these chicks rock.
So yeah. We the members of the band we have here, we have Kelly, who's the guitarist. Say hi.
Hello.
I know, she has such a sexy voice. Chicks with licking bars is badass. And then we have the
starving artist.
The starving artist and lead singer.
Yes, that would be me.
I'm sorry. Hey, you're gigging, dude. So, I mean, you weren't starving that much. And we have Caroline.
Caroline.
Yep. And now we have Nicole on bass.
Hello, world.
and who are we missing now? We're missing the drummer right now.
Of course, the drummer.
The drummer is always, you know, they get lost really easily.
And if she don't show up, but don't worry, ladies, if she don't show up, we've got your drummer.
Excellent. I love to play in jam, people. Everybody knows this. So, Caroline, tell me how this started. How did you get this band and put it together?
Well, I got fired from an all-girl band who shall remain nameless. So when I heard that the drummer from same band was maybe available, I called her up. I said, hey, what you want to do? You want to put something together? And she immediately was like, yes, let's go do it. But there is a huge shortage of excellent female musicians in this town.
Oh, absolutely right. And your bassist is one of them. She's one of the phenomenal musicians.
She had to move here, though.
She had to move. Hey, nobody's from Vegas, all
That's
right?
True.
Let's get that straight now. Nobody is from here. So we all end up moving here. And let's go over and ask Nicole. I mean, what is it like here for you? And being one of the, how many other chick bands are there?
None. Right now, none.
It's just you guys.
Yeah.
So that is awesome. You guys are in a class by yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, so I've seen other guys, you know, play, do Yellow, I mean, Yellow Brick Road I've seen Left of Center play over Toby Keith's. So, but to have a girl band is awesome, you know.
And to have a good working relationship with every single person in the band, male or female, is amazing.
Also, I've been with my band for 12 years. And you're right. You're absolutely right. It's impossible to keep it together. They get on my nerves so much because they are always wrong. What?
Yeah.
Awesome.
But
we have a lot of things. You guys have a lot of things coming. You came here from what you say, Podunk.
Yeah.
Podunk, Philadelphia. Yeah. This means put the mic closer to your mouth.
Oh.
There you go. Well, actually, I just think it looks better when you do this, too.
Yeah. The images we get to see girls
move
do
it back
that,
and
you
forth,
have no
yeah.
idea. It's our little trick.
Excellent. Excellent. So you got here to Vegas, and you met these awesome, lovely ladies.
I just said, audition me tonight.
No, audition me now.
Yeah.
And you know, you're like, oh, and Carolyn. Carolyn, what was your reaction when you saw this awesome bass player?
I just knew she was the one. That's it. She was the one. But we went through another person before we actually brought Nicole in. And when we did, she was ready to go, and we just started kicking ass.
That's the girl that brought her mom?
That's the one I ran into today.
Wow. That's awesome.
Who now plays for Heavy Honey.
And I'm saying, and is Heavy Honey in another band, I'm
yes.
assuming?
La.
I'm sorry. Oh, over here we have the token blonde of the group.
Right,
the token blonde of the group.
She has arrived.
I have arrived.
Freaking drummers are always late.
It wasn't that she was late. It's the 44th floor. It takes a while to get
it
up.
It does.
Here.
Yeah.
Thank
it
God
takes a long time. Thank God
you don't have your drums.
And I'm in shape.
No kidding.
And I can run up the stairs.
Nice.
So and you are Sandy.
Sandy,
and you guys go out. And you were in a band together prior to this. And
Carolyn and I were, yes.
Yeah. So and this is what you guys love to do. This is what you do full time, and this is one. I mean, you're one of the few bands here in Las Vegas. So and where do you guys play?
That are worth seeing.
Worth seeing. They're hot. They're awesome. They rock out, and you need to come and check these girls out. So, yeah. And where are you playing that right now?
The next gig we have is September 3rd at Diablo's at Monte Carlo. We start at 10 p.m.
That's way past my kid's bedtime.
Way past it.
Way past my kid's bed.
We could sneak you out.
You know, I'll
take
my
nap
disco
three?
Nap. Take my disco nap at 3, and then I'll be
and
ready
then
to
be
get
up
my
and ready
rock
to roll.
On.
That's right.
To
he
see
takes
some shit rock.
Miley Cyrus is on.
You know, thanks. You know,
Hannah Montana.
There's a lot of truth to that. No, but I mean, we have the girls in here, and you're all musicians, and you have something prepared for us. Yeah, you guys are going to jam for us, right?
We're going to try. This is the very first time Dangerous Curves has ever been unplugged.
A rockin' comedy show
so,
first.
Yeah.
Is it not, it's not recording. Is it recording?
Kind of scary.
Oh, I got it here. Let me see.
Do not be afraid. No, no.
All right. So give
and
us...
And Spaz, you're going to back us up, right?
That's what I do. I
hold
I back
down the beat.
I back us up.
Check.
There it is.
Check. Oh, that's
he has a
cool
button over here that says dry and wet.
I like it wet, please. Dry, no, no, no. Yeah.
All right. And that's how that works.
Dry, not fun. No.
So what are you playing for us today?
Kelly, what are we going to do?
I think we should do a little AC/DC.
Hells yeah.
Well, all right. Fabulous.
And this is how we show you how chicks rock. All right, take it away, ladies.
It was one of those nights when you turn out the light and everything comes into view. She was taking her time, I was losing my mind. There was nothing that she wouldn't do. It wasn't the first, it wasn't the last. She knew we was making love. I was so satisfied.
Dangerous Curves
guys,
in the
rocking
house.
Up here on the Rocking Comedy Show.
That's too much. Oh, man.
And that's why you're going to win that award coming up here.
That ass. That is
amazing.
Awesome. So you're just rocking out on the Rocking Comedy
Show.
Really
cool. You guys also have a gig coming up on September 3rd at the Diablo's Cantina.
Yeah.
The Monte Carlo. Nice. That's a good place to play.
We played there. We
played there once
before.
Yeah,
we play acoustic all the time.
We don't do the microphone thing.
We played there once before, yeah. It's a very cool place. And then we're going to be at the Sahara for Bike Fest weekend, September 30th, October 1st and 2nd. We're going to open for Branscombe Richmond. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't, but he has a really long name.
He used to be on a show called, what's that show? 80s
no
show,
idea.
But it's a real... No, not...
Good time?
Good time. No. All in the family.
Walker, Texas Ranger, something. Yeah.
What's happening now, right?
So that'll be a fun weekend, but hopefully someone will hear this broadcast and want to hire us even sooner than that. So I can have some more peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Hey, don't make fun of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I'm not.
You like them. When you're a starving artist, you like them.
That's right, my brother.
Yeah, top ramen, cup of noodle.
That's why you have bandmates.
Yeah, mac and cheese. You can do a lot with mac and cheese. Yeah.
Yeah, everything you can do with two slices of bread, right?
That's right. Bologna.
So, I mean, where do you go from here? I mean, besides these gigs, is it... You know, at this point, do you want
they
to just have that house? You only
here.
Go up.
Yeah.
Is it, you know, do you just want to have a house gig somewhere? Do you want to go and be commercial? Is it to do more session work? Or is
well, we just finished an 8-month run at the Sahara on the weekends.
8-month run? That's
yeah.
Rad.
Well, and for the Sahara to bring in a classic rock, well, and sometimes metal, you know, because we're throwing down some Iron Maiden and stuff in the Sahara,
you're
too.
Throwing down hard, too, man.
I know. I know. Too much. I'm like, what?
Well, I'm not going on with your bad self. I just want to just go kick my own ass. I'm like, son of a bitch.
And that was a real stretch for them, but they seemed to make some money off of us. But weird, they're turning our little Casbar lounge into a comedy club. Yeah, so...
Yeah, because they're not enough
good luck
funny
with that.
Comedians.
As he turns the corner. Yeah.
Anyway. But we're also refining our impersonator act, where we do music by Joan Jett and Pat Benatar and Zeppelin and Ozzy and AC/DC, where we have some costumes on and we have some fun with that. Yes, our Guns N' Roses. But people love our Ozzy, so. Oh,
yeah. All right, you got to do a piece of something.
Yeah, now it's out.
Now yeah. People love our Ozzy.
But it's,
well, for people,
it's a costume.
You
it's
have
a
to
visual.
Oh, it's a visual
thing.
Okay, yeah. It's a visual right. thing.
So, yes.
You
yes,
turn a live chicken, starts drinking the blood.
It's a rubber ducky.
Hundreds of rubber duckies are dead all over.
So please come out and see that when you guys are not doing this or something else or
no,
sleeping.
For sure. We hope to get out there and hope to get our listeners
yeah,
out there.
Definitely.
We'd love to have you guys at one of our listener parties. It'd be awesome. Would be. It's, oh, there we have an awesome fan base, and they love to come out to our gigs. And just to have people get out there and just rock is just what it's all about.
Yeah.
So
good times. And you guys have a website. It's thecurvesrocks.com?
No, thecurvesrock.
Rock.com.
Yeah.
Thecurvesrock.com.
Yes.
Facebook?
Yep.
MySpace?
Yep.
That's the way to do it. Twitter?
Oh, but be careful. There is another girl group in town called Dangerous Curves. Well, probably not, but they're a jazz trio.
Yeah, I really don't think...
I'm just saying.
Like, they end up going somewhere like, they don't sound anything like they did on that radio show. Like,
I know what y'all talking about there, Jay. That didn't sound like no rock and roll.
Ah, we've been bamboozled or something.
Like, who the hell are the Rippingtons?
Yeah, I want to hear some... I came here to hear some Judas Priest. Not glad... Not...
So we're working on that.
Oh,
and
it ain't hot. What's going on?
I know. It's great. It's great.
You guys are so funny.
Well, we try.
And hence the comedy name and the title. We just, sort of have to be.
I'm glad. And we'd also like to get a CD out eventually because people are always asking us.
Do you have any like clips? Do you have any like clips on your website?
Just the video, right?
We have the video.
And we'll have this up, and you can definitely put this on the web.
Yeah, that'd be great, you guys. Thank you so much, and thank you for doing this show. You know, supporting not only comedy but local rockers. And we appreciate that, you know. It's very cool.
We always try to have this synergistic relationship with all the people and musicians here in Las Vegas.
We're trying to tell people that there's life outside of the Strip, you know, not seeing the Cirque shows, not that those shows aren't great, but there's a lot of cool things to do when you, when you come to visit. I mean, you can... There's so much you can, go on.
And honestly, I'm sorry, but there is a lack of rock and roll here.
Yeah, there is.
There's a lack of good rock and roll here. I'm sorry, when the things on the Strip right now are Barry Manilow.
Well, and if I may, there's a lack of honest rock and roll, too, because we know some of the places we go, there's tracks. There are tracked vocals. And what you get with Dangerous Curves, you get sweaty, in-your-face, honest rock and roll.
Ooh.
What you hear?
Oh, stop! I'm still on sweaty and in
I
your
said,
face.
In your face, not oh, on God. Your face.
Oh, son of a!
Going back to the dry and wet button that we have.
The dry
here.
And wet button over here, people. Show. That was wet, people. Wet.
Can you say that slower? Hot. Sweaty.
Sweaty.
But yeah, this was awesome, man. Good luck with the award. Hopefully, you guys win it.
Thanks.
Nobody else deserves it.
Oh well, thank you.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Kelly, Carolyn, Nicole, and Sandy from the group Dangerous Curves. Go check them out. And say the website one more time.
www.thecurvesrock.com.
The Curves definitely do rock. All right. Well, .com. Damn straight. Well, ladies, thank you so much, and we hope to have you on the show again.
Thanks, guys.
In this day and age, in this big old troubled world, where the little guy ain't got a chance. There's only one thing I can think of that could make a difference. If I had a bulldozer, everything would be so fine. I would never have to move it over, never have to stand in line. If I had a bulldozer, there'd be lots of parking places. I just look for that brand new Corvette. Been taking up two spaces. If I had a diesel rig with a big old blade, treads just like a tank, I would have it made. Courtesy would reign, arguments would cease, 'cause everyone would know I'd squash them like a cheese. If I had a bulldozer, my application would go through, and my boss would run to get my coat if I decided to leave by two. If I had a bulldozer, the IRS would never chide. You know, an audit would really go quickly with a dozer idling outside. If I had a diesel rig with a big old blade, treads just like a tank, I would have it made. Courtesy would reign, arguments abate, 'cause everyone would know I'd squash them like a grape. If I had a bulldozer, all the doors would open up, and people would treat me with a lot more respect. Or I'd knock them down and squash them up. If I had a diesel rig with a big old blade, the world would be a better place.
Just the way I feel about it.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor.
Woo-hoo! Man, this has been a great show so far, man.
I was going to say his name, but since you enjoyed last week saying Alex's name so much, go ahead and introduce him.
We have Iggy Maganya.
You didn't say it right.
I'm like, wait. And she's like, oh, Iggy Maganya. He's in Macania. It just rolls off the tongue.
Which
what is
I'm
that?
Told is Spanish for he's the shit.
Yeah. And honestly, when the guy walked in here, I was like, really, dude, you walk in, you know, he has like jeans on, he's a regular t-shirt, and but he's flanked by these two hot chicks. I'm like, son of a bitch, really? Really? He goes walking around town, and I'm like, you know, this is how I roll.
Besides hot chicks following us around, you know what me and Iggy have in common?
We penis size.
Suck
no.
At Flip Cup.
You're good now because, you know.
Well, we've improved. I wouldn't say we're good. We haven't won the trophy yet. Oh, you think so?
I suck at Flip Cup.
You think so?
But enough about you guys. Yeah. Let's get to the girls.
Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Iggy. You were fantastic. You look beautiful. Thanks a lot. You're freaking marvelous.
Thank you for bringing us hot ladies.
For God's sakes. But, you know, you bring hot females in here. We have to start grilling them just a little bit.
Let's hurry up with him. Come on.
Good. Iggy's done. All right. Mandy. We have Mandy with a star above her eye. And we have Brooke.
Or a heart.
Woohoo!
Mandy and Brooke. Are you feeling heart or star right now?
I'm feeling a little both right now.
Okay.
I'm
good.
A little starstruck.
Oh, you might want to bring that microphone closer to your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
No, further away. No, bring it further away.
Closer
to your mouth. Closer. Further away. Oh, no, that was great. That was. And it looks.
I just totally fell for that.
Wow,
one.
You totally fell for that.
Can you one more time, just a little slower?
Seth, I mean, slower, you know, slow, yeah, slower. Don't drag your teeth. But fantastic. You have these beautiful models here, Iggy. For God's sakes, we have Mandy and Brooke wearing the New York Yankees baseball hat. Go girl! You know how you represent. Are you from New York?
I am. I'm from a little native.
Oh, wait, no. Put the microphone closer to your mouth because I can't hear you.
My bad.
Yeah.
I'm actually
back
from
again.
A little bit closer.
Oh.
No, pull it
no.
back.
No. She fell for that one. She fell for that.
They're smarter than I thought.
Cool.
I'm actually from a native reservation in New York up towards Canada, so...
Oh, so not from really New York.
I'm not from the city, but I am from.
All right, next question. I'm not from the city. Come on, I'm born on Long Island for God's sakes, you know. So I don't know, but yeah, I'm upstate New York near Patchogue and
Caucus. No.
You know, on the outskirts of Jersey, close enough to New York. No, but excellent, but here you are in Vegas, and you found VegasTalent.com.
Yes.
How did you get involved?
Well, Mandy is one of my very good friends.
Yeah, I can tell, man. She has that personality.
Oh, I know. She's fabulous.
It's fabulous. I mean, I gravitated to her as she walked in. Yeah. And her mic technique is awesome.
He was like, excuse me, Iggy, you're blocking my view. Yeah.
So you found Mandy.
I did. We've been very good friends now for a little while, and she introduced me to Iggy, and that's how I got involved.
Were you always in the modeling industry?
I was not, actually.
Because you have a great voice for modeling.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Great voice for modeling. Great voice.
Yeah, but that's great. So, and Mandy, you said you are the business... you take care of a lot of the business, like a business manager as well.
I did the management aspect.
Yeah, she doesn't mess around. She's like, this is how it's going to be.
She's smart and
freaking
she's hot.
Deal with
Hello,
it.
They never come in pairs.
I keep the bitches in check, pretty much. That's what I do.
Like, take your skinny ass and get to the shoot, or I will shoot you.
And that's her website, bitches in check.
What is this, 2.5 pounds overweight? What the hell did you do last night? oh my gosh. Good Lord, have mercy. Mandy's brutal. She's brutal.
She's brutal.
I mean, I couldn't date a woman like that.
She's smart. I think she's smart.
Smart and brutal?
Yeah,
and she's going to tell you, I went to college. Did you go to college?
Yes.
See?
I'm a master's. MBA in international business.
International business. And that means you speak like 16 languages.
Learning 4.
She's learning 4. Well, I'm learning 8 right now. It doesn't mean I'm learning anything, really. I have, like, 안녕하세요. And I have, this is, I learned this in Japan. Maybe.
俺のことが 欲しいんだろ? 嘘だろ? 見りゃ分かる?
That means keeping bitches in check.
Actually, what it means is, it means,
I know that you want me. Don't lie. I know.
That's exactly what that means.
I totally believe
that.
Yeah,
that's right, Iggy, because, you're definitely my Steve. Sexy beast. Sexy beast. Great. Yes, I am the, the gay here on the show.
Yeah. He's the eye candy on the show.
Yes, I know my audience. Hello. That's right, ladies. You need a real man. I'm that one for you. Just gotta get past my wife. Anyways, so
the
let's.
Beard.
Excellent. So you're the business manager. You keep the bitches in check. Mm-hmm. And let's go back to Iggy. I mean, this is your brainchild. I mean, what makes you want to come out to Vegas? There's a lot of competition here, man. There's a lot of.
Oh, a few months.
Damn, few months? This is how you roll with these kind of women? What's the matter? That man's got a lot of game.
A lot of money.
Helicopter. Helicopter,
Sea dudes.
Big Johnson.
Scooter.
Scooter.
The scooters.
For God's sakes. That's right. I mean.
What got you into the entertainment game? You know, modeling. I mean, and not you don't do just models. You don't do
yeah,
just models.
No.
You, what else?
He does all role. The ladies, not just models.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
That was a good show.
That was a good show.
He does all the models. Jesus.
But, no, actually, I started because I have a lot of friends in the entertainment, and I've been.
Yeah, you're good. Just talk into the microphone.
All right. I have a lot of friends in the industry, so what it made me wanted to do it is there was nobody doing it for the Indian casinos. So
the Indian casinos. So that was your game.
Before.
Before now, you bring bring entertainment and talent, modeling, spokes. I mean, it's not just modeling. It's spokespeople. For conventions, I'm sure that you do your share of. You were mentioning that you do variety acts. What are some of the acts under your belt?
Magicians.
Oh, magician. Well, acts, and you represent all these different kinds of people
correct.
Here in Las Vegas. Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, we are. If you're just joining us, we are with Iggy Marganya. Yeah, he is the CEO and founder of Las Vegas Talent. Is it VegasTalent.com?
Yeah.
It's just VegasTalent.com.
He's the type of guy that when he walks into a place, the red carpet's already there.
You know, flanked by hot bitches on each side.
Yeah, he's like, he can't show up anywhere alone.
Yeah, no, he's just walking in with his Kmart shoes and,
I see him at Anthony Gould's place, he throws him in the pool with the clothes on.
He doesn't give up. He just has badass written all over him. People are like, I'll just have these burned. Not gonna be fair.
You know why I throw them in the pool? You go, why? You say, like, my bitch is wet. That's how he is. We have pictures of it.
I mean, how is it working for this guy? How is it? I mean, how is it working for him?
Be honest.
Let's get you here.
How's it working for him?
Yeah. How is it working for him?
Well, obviously awesome.
Obviously awesome. So, I mean, she knows the right things to say all the time, doesn't she? Obviously awesome. I mean, he is my boss and all. And, he does let me boss the other bitches around. So, hello. I'm sitting kind of pretty. No, but I mean, have you been out there? Have you gotten a lot of gigs? You get out there and you work, and you get a lot of people out there working.
Well, like he said, we just really started it, so we haven't really done much. So I'm just starting myself. So.
What was this?
First shoot.
Tomorrow's the first photo shoot.
Tomorrow's the first photo shoot
with our models. We have 5 models coming tomorrow. 5 to 8 models that are going to be there.
Oh, that's 5 to 8 models. Can I come and watch?
If you're more than welcome.
Jay, what are you doing tomorrow?
That's
where he's going to be at. It's Arlen Ness Studios. Arlen Ness. Arlen A. Okay, he looks like a shield. He got it all. All right. Arlen A. Ness, Las Vegas Motorcycles. So you're doing a motorcycle shoot with you girls. Mm-hmm. What will you be wearing?
I'm guessing chaps, a lot of chaps and black leather.
Chaps and black leather. Okay, stop a moment. Yeah, I'm getting it. Okay, I'm good. That's working now. But that is awesome. So, but you say you also are out there representing bands. You're me being a musician myself. I mean, local bands. You're just trying to get bands. You can actually place these bands in casinos.
An awesome reggae band too.
Awesome reggae bands. Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, Lady Reiko and the.
That's a good way to promote that, sir. What's
it's
name
good.
Of that band?
What's the name of that band again, lady? The genius happens on the inside, people. The genius happens on the inside. You know, I'm sorry, but he has his bitches speak for him. That's right. Mandy, what was the name of that band, Mandy?
That would be Lady Reiko.
Lady Reiko. Thank you very much. Yeah,
you're welcome.
That's called game, people. Game. Mad game.
Lady Reiko and the Sin City Prophets.
Lady Reiko and the Sin City Prophets.
Nice. Excellent.
And they're...
And we're trying to get also Holly
He pulled
Amano.
That up on his phone.
Who?
Holly Amano.
And she is...
There's a group.
Oh, I'm like, Holly who? I mean, she sounds hot. Who? She one of your models?
Look at these two.
I mean, is Holly what you are? No, that's excellent. So you are out there actively representing. And from what you were telling me is that, and from what Mandy is also was also telling me earlier, is that it is all about the talent. There are a lot. It's not about the money. Yeah, sure, there's money there, but it's having that reach, having connection, getting out there and putting out a good product, which we're all about here. You know, I mean, I'm a clinician. I go out there to high schools and colleges and as a performance coach, and we're here on this radio show, and we all try to help each other out. Just try to get out there and do good work at the end of the day.
I'm just doing it to meet hot chicks. Hello, ladies.
Hey.
Why are you going there? Sit on Jay's lap. Not you, Iggy. Hey.
Hey.
One more time, boys. Work on it.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, excellent. You know, it's been a pleasure. I just want to let everybody know, VegasTalent.com. Here in the house, we've been interviewing and hanging out with Iggy Maganya, you know, and his fine associates, Mandy and Brooke, for God's sakes. We hope we get to see more pictures of them.
Right.
And in their print shop.
Ladies, are you down for a little competition?
Competition with what kind of competition?
I'm thinking we should, have him play some trivia.
You know what? She's a
got
a business degree. International business degree.
Come on, we got Christopher LaPorte out there. He could play.
Bring it.
You know, bring him up.
You know, girls versus
guys.
Guys against girls. You know, yeah. Sure. Why not?
I'm totally down.
Are you totally down? You know, I'd be scared.
Bring it.
Bring it. She's saying bring it.
All right. Well, we'll be right back then. And let's get everybody else in.
Tonight. Hello, this is Rod Stewart for Rad. Your lifestyle is your business, but when you drive drunk, you become everybody's business. Don't drink and drive. Be smart, plan ahead, and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Brian turned to glance at the pilot, who suddenly had both hands on his stomach and was grimacing in pain.
I don't know, kid.
The pilot's words were a hiss, barely audible.
Bad aches here. Bad aches.
He stopped as a fresh spasm of pain hit him. The pilot was having a heart attack. Brian saw the pilot slam into the seat one more time. One more awful time he slammed back into the seat, and his right leg jerked, pulling the plane to the side. Brian was sitting in a bush plane roaring 7,000 feet above the northern wilderness with a pilot who had suffered a massive heart attack and who was either dead or in something close to a coma. He was alone. In the roaring plane, he was alone. The plane, committed now to crashing, fell like a stone, and Brian eased back and braced himself for the crash. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Hatchet by Gary Paulson. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Spaz, guess what?
What's up?
It is time to, gotta change it up. Last week we played Are You Smarter Than a Hooters Girl, but you guys don't work at Hooters.
No.
You're just hot supermodels. So it's, are you smarter than
No, it's better than all.
Supermodels.
I'm so sorry, not really, but you know, they're hot models. That's way better than the other trash we get in here sometimes. You know, I mean, like,
You know what's great about today's show?
What's great about today's show?
Rabbi went home sick, and it's been nothing but hot chicks.
Yeah, you know, God bless that. I'll give that a huge round of applause.
Oh, my throat. I need Dayquil. I got to go defend Middle Earth.
I need to play StarCraft for another 13 hours to get better.
And he left, and he's going to be like, he's going to listen to the show and go, what the hell? Bonnie was here. Yeah. All these chicks and
all these hot women today, yeah. Man. I mean, hey, this is only my second week on the show, people.
Your third week.
It's my third week on the show, people. You know, it feels like it's the first. You know, but it's my third.
I've been doing
week.
It for 20 years, and it feels like the first. It's,
excellent, but we are playing trivia. Are you smarter than a supermodel?
Yes.
And we have some guests here playing with us.
We haven't introduced Christopher yet.
Christopher is a budding entrepreneur here in.
Yeah, he's opening up a. We can't use the word, right? Because you're.
we're still, we can still say it once or twice.
He's opening up a barcade here in town.
Barcade, man, that sounds awesome.
It is awesome. It's called
that sounds
Insert
like something
Quarters.
I would do. Insert Coin.
Insert Coins, yes.
Insert Coin, retro barcade experience.
Hey, you've made mistakes today, so what?
Yeah, trust me, I make mistakes all the damn time.
So Insert Coin. And,
I just don't have hot models to help you cover. If you can, mess up as much as you want, just look at the girls. I'm like, yeah, that's how I roll. Who do I roll with? I roll with Crazy J.
He doesn't know the caliber of how hot that really is yet, but
I guess not.
This
you know,
is the third week on the show.
Well, I've been here. Honestly, let me just to Crazy J, testament to Crazy J and who he rolls with. One of the first times I was on this show, we were actually here during the AVN Awards. You know,
that was your second appearance.
That's my, you know, during my first time here on the, like I was saying on the Crazy J show. You know, time's all the same in my head. I'm lucky if I know what day it is tomorrow. Today, every day is Friday to me, people.
He sits in with Ava Devine.
Ava Devine, well, you know, you know.
So
it was a hell of an experience, so I definitely know how Jay rolls. Much respect. But we have, you know, Christopher Laporte.
That's right.
Here, he once again, budding entrepreneur here, bringing something cool, new, and exciting here to Las Vegas. Retro barcade experience. Let's just take a couple of seconds to meet this guy over here. So, Christopher, what's up, man? Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Dude, you've been hanging out in the wrong place. Well, I bet that then again, the girls were in the green room just earlier, so you were hanging out in the right place. Shit, I was hanging out in the wrong place.
Well, no, because when they were out there, Dangerous Curves was in here.
You know, my life rules.
Yeah, we've had chicks in here all day. Poor rap.
So, is it Christopher or Chris? Chris will work, because Christopher's three syllables, for God's sake. No one uses three syllables anymore. Anyways, you know. So tell us a little bit about this new experience that you're bringing here to Las Vegas.
Basically, what we're doing is giving Vegas something a little bit different. There's lots of bars and grills in town, nothing against them, but we want to draw more people in by offering classic arcade cabinets, the Froggers, the Galagas.
That's just awesome. Pac-Man.
Yeah. Pac-Man.
Super Pac-Man.
We'll make
Baby
it modern
Pac-Man.
A little bit with some Street Fighter, some Mortal Kombat. And
you're going to have hot chicks there, right?
And hot chicks are going to come.
Yes.
I guarantee you, because two young ladies over here already have my business card. Said that.
Look, see, he's already networking.
What did you think of the idea, ladies?
It's awesome. I love old school Pac-Man. I'm all about that.
I love being flanked by two hot chicks playing old school Pac-Man.
It's going to work.
I'll be like, you need to come over and play Frogger. I'm like,
and I'm glad that we're going to do some stuff with it.
We're going to work together. You know, we're going to get the androgynous 80s. Rock bands and 90s rock bands and the local music scene to come to.
You gotta have
Dangerous Curves, Yellow Brick Road. All I want to see dueling pianos in Insert Coins one day.
You know, and that's great because these are one of those things that, like I was saying to Jay earlier, that you know Vegas right now is really devoid of. You know, I mean, right now is a great time for retro. You know, my generation is your 80s generation. I'm 35 years old. We're the ones spending the money, but what do I have on the strip to go to? Barry frickin' Manilow. Cher. I'm like, do you believe in life after love? Yeah, that's my mom. I'm sorry, but my mom listened to Cher. I don't listen to Cher. I love Elton John. I'll give him props, but there's a really big void of, you
know.
Something
needs to be filled.
Right, of great stuff that came out of the 80s, flanked by hot chicks.
Yeah,
with hot chicks, there'll always be enough hot chicks.
That never goes out of style. You know, hot women, you know.
You have a couple of places picked out. Are you thinking of, like, downtown, like Fremont
Right now,
Street?
Our primary location, because, like I said, it's for me. I'm a local now. I've been here for 6 years.
You don't sound like a local. Where the hell are you from?
Long time East Coast guy, and we'll leave it at that. I'm not letting anyone not be a part of Insert Coins. I'm a Las Vegas guy now, end of story.
Good times.
So awesome. We're looking at 215 and Rainbow. We want easy access for everyone to get to.
It's easy for me. It's right down the street.
And it's right down the street from me. So the hours I got to put in, I want to have it close to home. But it's close for everybody.
You're basically going to have everything there. You're going to have, you know, it's going to be a full retro arcade / some of the new things. You're going to have,
we're going to have a... Make it real quick for you guys is that originally all I wanted was arcade cabinets, pinball, and some drinks. In Vegas, you need something a little bit more than that. Hot girls.
Yeah!
All right. And
where can we find those, Iggy?
Iggy, you know, it's, you see how we do this here at the Rockin' Comedy Show? We create that synergy, you know, between everybody, so everybody can get out there and have a good time.
Yeah.
And video games, for the most part, covers a lot of demographics. You have a lot of different people, a lot of different roads. And in Vegas, you have a lot of different people, a lot of different roads they came from. So different kinds of music we're going to offer, different kinds of food, and video poker.
Yay!
Sorry, guys. Las Vegas has to have video poker. We're going to have video poker. We're going to give every Las Vegas local everything they're looking for. On top of that, we're having video games, video game tournaments, pinball tournaments. I want to do a couple coming in. One guy's going to be on the left flipper, and his girlfriend's going to be on the right flipper. And I guarantee you there's going to be some really good fights going on.
She's going to be like, you suck!
I could bring you the pinball champion.
And we'll have
She's
there.
Been in the Guinness Book of World Records 4 times, breaking her own record each time.
That girl has a lot of cats.
I need more quarters in those machines. I'm trying to stay afloat, guys.
She has lots of cats.
No, actually, she don't.
All right, but, you know, you have that much time to break your own damn record at pinball. You got a lot of something.
Skill.
Skill. That's good. Is she hot?
Well, not on the caliber of these ladies over here.
All right, not interested.
So, from video games, let's get into a game.
You see
guys
how,
get to girls. Are you smarter than a supermodel?
All right, let's game on. It's going to be Chris and Iggy.
We need that special announcer, you know, that announcer guy voice to, you know, kick off the game.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time again. It is that time. It is, are you smarter than a supermodel? That's right. We have two of the brightest and finest young females from out here in Las Vegas. We have Mandy and we have Brooke coming down to the state. And in corner two, we have young budding entrepreneur of Insert Coin. We have Chris and we have the awesome, very mute manager of the beautiful, beautiful models here. We have Iggy Magana.
Which means he's the shit.
That's right. He doesn't need to speak a lot because, you know, he just lets the girls, he makes them girls work hard. So, right. Now we are playing some
Ladies
first.
Hey, guys, we'll start easy or you want something hard?
You pick. Your choice.
Well, I'll give you something hard.
So, this is going to be we're going by fives, and we will the first one to hit 25. And Crystal will sit there.
Let's go 50. 25 went real quick.
Yeah,
we've got to keep him in here as long as we can, Paul.
All right. Well, we have first one to 50.
Yeah, Iggy's on to my game.
Iggy's good.
That's right.
I mean, we should have
every answer they give is going to be correct.
I'll be like, that one's wrong. No, it's right. No, it's wrong. I'm going to be here all day.
We're going to do some... Your first question is going to be 80s music.
Oh, great. Wait. How old are you?
I was born in 1985.
Good. You'll do fine.
That doesn't mean you don't know the song.
Come on. Yeah. Every song you hear on the radio is an 80s rehash.
You listen to the radio?
For God's sake.
I'll make
great.
It simple. True or false? Prince wrote Manic Monday for the Bengals.
True or false?
How
can you not know this?
It's simple. True or false?
It's a 50. True.
That is correct, lady.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's like, Jesus Christ, thank God I came off smart in the radio.
All right, gentlemen.
It's like international business manager.
Gentlemen, keeping it in the same category. Bon Scott was the lead singer for what band? Iron Maiden, The Scorpions, AC/DC, or Megadeth?
They're like...
I don't even know. I guess they... AC/DC?
That is correct!
Oh, yeah!
Come on.
AC/DC.
I don't even know.
Nice.
I don't even know.
All right, ladies... It is now tied.
God, this is great. They both guessed the first answer and got it right.
Yeah, we're off to a great start.
Vegas luck.
Who sang the theme song for Pee-wee's Playhouse?
There was a theme song for Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yes, there was.
I have no idea what it is.
This is a great answer.
The hell is Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Oh, my
God. Oh!
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Pee-wee Herman. You don't know who Pee-wee Herman was?
I'm sorry, we're not as old as you guys.
That's -5 points for the lady?
That's a -5 points. All rules, all game.
All right. Well, since you don't know, guys, you want to steal? Take the points. Just take a guess.
They don't know it either.
You don't either? The answer is Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper?
Cyndi Lauper.
God, I'm glad that probably wasn't a hit. I didn't even know that one either.
No, but so nobody.
All right,
ladies,
this is an easy one.
Okay.
Who came out with the book titled Sex?
Really?
Come on, ladies. She's an icon.
She's like, all I hear is just. Ah, ah.
Just, you know, she wasn't even born when this. Just like,
I was born in 85.
The book Sex.
The book Sex was written by the one and only Madonna.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I know who she is. Isn't she one with the blonde hair?
My daughter.
I knew you knew that. That's why I didn't go to you.
I didn't know that woman had the capability to write a book. I'm sorry.
Well, it was a lot of
pictures. No. Someone else wrote the book for her. Yeah. Someone, you know.
It was a lot
she
of pictures.
She just talked a lot.
It was a lot of pictures.
They just slapped her name on it.
She's like, this is what I want people to know about.
All right. This will be a good question for you guys. What day did Tupac die? And remember, he got killed here in Las Vegas.
It's not like it's the 4th of July. Why would I know? What kind of stupid question is that?
That's a good question.
East Coast.
I mean, what kind of...
Well, you said you're local now.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
You have no idea?
I have
to Google it.
September 13th, 1996.
Yeah, because I can't even name... One Tupac song.
You told me to come up with better questions.
Please come up with better questions.
These are better than last week.
Oh, they were better. These are better than last week's question. He had all presidential candidate questions and politic questions, which, you know, she would be awesome on, you know, international business major.
give me some
international
real
business major.
All right, you want some, TV trivia?
Okay.
Okay, so we'll give you some TV.
We'll try. We'll take a gander at it.
All right. What was Michael Jackson's what was Michael Jackson advertising when he was nearly killed?
Pepsi.
Very good.
Damn! She smoked that one.
She did.
She's like, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Awesome. Yeah, well, that's another 5 points for the girls. That was a good, that was a pretty difficult
supermodels
question. Supermodels. Oh, excuse me.
Supermodels.
You know, before, when they first got into the studio, they were just models. But that's like, I'm feeling super now.
All right, guys.
You're right. You know what? That does have a better ring to it. Supermodels. Let's go with that.
Supermodels.
I'll stick with that.
Hard star.
Stars and hearts.
Stars and hearts. That's right.
All right, guys. Here's your TV question. What was the name of the bar on the Dukes of Hazzard? He's Mexican. He doesn't know that.
What the hell is that? He's Mexican. They didn't have any Mexicans on that show.
They don't watch Dukes of Hazzard.
They don't watch Dukes of Hazzard.
So for the record, I'm from New York. We didn't watch Dukes of Hazzard in New York.
You still got to know. They had the movie. They had all that stuff.
Are you Mexican, too?
Daisy Dukes.
The Boar's Nest.
The Boar's Nest. Well, you know, that was not that hard. They're getting smoked by the supermodels.
They are.
That's great.
Supermodel.
That's great. So that's another. Look at the guys don't get any points. So we have 15 points for the girls.
They have 5 points.
All right. I can't add. I look at 5 and 10 up there. I'm glad that Chris is here because she adds for me.
That's right, bitches. I have my girls add for me. I'm rolling like Iggy now. I don't need to add. Bitch, do your damn math.
All right, since
I'm sorry, Chris is not a bitch. I don't want her to whip my ass. Thank you.
No, I am a bitch.
And so
more reason why I should be nice.
And so is her sister.
She's mega bitch.
Anyway.
So is my mom.
Yeah.
Great. No, please don't put me in the same room as any of them. All right, where are we now?
Well, the guys are still behind, lagging in points.
Are the girls behind?
We're gonna give you some backup help. Nick is here.
Woo!
Nick and I.
Everybody, welcome Nick to the studio.
Nick and I used to go to high school together. The first time I have seen him since graduation. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
He's in town for the magic show.
Indeed.
And that doesn't mean making people disappear. That means fashion.
Oh, man. Okay.
Fashion.
Yeah.
Fashion.
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 That's why he has to sit next to the models.
Son of a...
I'll take it.
Why am I always sitting next to you? Just get on. Anyways. Well, we are... It is the girls' turn now, correct?
It is.
And... They are leading.
You wanna give them a question?
Now, how about you have such a better voice for radio.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. This is... Which 70s, 80s, and 90s band, they've all been since the 70s, it's the same band, insisted they have 5 pounds of M&Ms in their hotel room with the brown ones separated from the rest?
I mean, who asked for bullshit like that?
Well, Mariah Carey only likes green ones.
You know this.
Could you repeat the question?
Well, repeat a little bit slower so they can keep up.
What band?
We're winning right now.
From the 70s, 80s, and 90s insist that they have 5 pounds of M&Ms in their hotel room with the brown ones separated from the rest of the colors.
That's some drama. This is one that they would be like, you see the gears just smoking. They're like, oh, no, she's like, no, it's you, man. I said, oh, no. It's all you on this one.
Can I phone a friend?
Can you phone? Yeah, if you can get them on quick.
Just take a guess. A band that's been through the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
The Rolling Stones.
Oh, that is incorrect.
But that was a good guess, though.
Guys, do you want to steal?
Aerosmith
is incorrect.
Oh.
The answer was Van Halen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they suck anyways. Freaking really? 5 pounds of M&Ms. You're not going to go through that every show. That's just wasteful. Wasteful.
Nice.
Ah, no, man. The production manager would be like, you want what? Yeah, I want 6 rolls of toilet paper frozen in my bag.
All right, guys.
That's what I need.
It's a guy's turn.
I had Mexican last night, and you know what? It was a little bit hot. It was spicy. So I need my toilet paper frozen. Thank you.
All right, guys. Your question is, what was the name of the bar that the characters from Three's Company frequented?
Come on, Nakamura.
Yeah, it's a bar question. You should know it. What is the name of the bar that the characters from Three's Company hung out?
They went to a bar? I thought that whole show was done in the living room.
What did you say?
Insert coins.
Insert coins? Yeah, that's a good question. God. Wrong.
What is it? I mean, they don't know it.
Ladies, do you know?
Come on, she wasn't even born when Three's Company was out.
There's a thing called TV Land and Nick at Night.
Yeah, they only watch MTV at their age.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't have any Jersey Shore questions.
We don't need lies. Lies. We don't need to hear your lies.
We're too busy for TV, being supermodel. We're busy. We We travel the world.
You know, it's all that sucking weight. You know.
Well, the answer was
eating rice
Regal
cakes.
Beagle. Oh, you give him a question.
I had no idea.
Give him a question.
Would you want me to give him a question?
Yeah, just make one up.
Oh, okay. This is a question to the girls. I'll see if you guys know this one.
Okay.
What is the capital of Florida?
Shut up.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Because every fifth grader knows this one. Is it Christmas?
Is it Easter Island?
I think that's, you know, where does Mickey Mouse live?
Let's put our heads together and we'll get the answer.
Oh, well, she's like, oh, I'm not guessing. You guess. I don't want to look like an idiot.
Ladies, if you get this right, we'll give you 10 points.
Oh, well, as you can see, their brains are pretty much overloading now.
She can do it.
No,
yeah, but
yeah,
like
she
doesn't.
Yeah.
They got some help. We need some help.
She knows the answer.
Because she was, I asked it last week.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course she knows the answer.
I had it right last week when I answered it before.
Yeah, that doesn't come over
across
the radio.
You can just whisper to him. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Is that what you said? That's what I thought? Wait. What kind of bullshit is
that's
that?
That's a typical answer.
I just like, I don't know. You tell us the answer. Oh, that's what I thought, yeah. I just didn't want to be wrong, international business major.
I was torn between two of them.
Wow.
Nice.
And the answer is?
We are going to go with Tallahassee.
You are absolutely correct.
5 points since I got
that's
home.
What I thought.
Good God.
All right.
Well, that's what I thought. Why didn't you say anything in the first place, bitch? We're on this team together. She's like, oh, excellent. Go on. Video game questions.
A video game question?
Okay, he needs a video game question.
Mm.
Okay,
Rabbi's not here.
Okay. What game had the lead character whose name was Dirk the Daring? It was a cartoon game.
No, I know. It's either Dragon's Lair or Space Age. I'm going to go with Dragon's Lair.
He's going to go with Dragon's Lair, and he is absolutely correct!
Yeah!
Great. I mean, that was a hard one, because girls, would you know the answer to that one?
Can we pick a topic now?
Go on, sure. Pick a topic.
Pick a topic.
I pick fluffy bears and clouds for 30 points.
Fluffy bears and clouds.
Fluffy bears and clouds for 20 points.
That cloud looks like what?
Can we have a movie question?
A movie question.
A movie question.
Not from the 80s.
Not
yes, please.
From
not from the 80s.
Okay, well, let's see if we can find something, or I can come up with something real quick. Something that is not in the 80s. Okay.
What was the name of Star Wars?
Star Wars?
Yeah. Too bad it was the guy's turn.
All right. So, let me I have to figure out a question, something that is recent. I'm going to try something recent. Okay. Let's
make it a question about Twilight.
She's like, no, don't make fun of Twilight.
Don't make fun of Twilight. We'll turn our friend Alexis on you.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
I'm drawing a blank here, people. What do you got?
I got nothing
for you. I haven't. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Which one of these movies is not a Pixar film?
Okay.
Toy Story, Shrek, Finding Nemo, Cars.
That would be Shrek.
And there goes absolutely correct.
Yay! There are 20 guys.
Yay. It's so much fun, more fun to watch their gears turn. Tallahassee, really?
All right, guys, this one will be worth 10 points. 10 points, guys, if you can get this one. What sitcom star announced on the cover of Time magazine? Yep, I'm gay.
Are you?
I said sitcom star.
Sitcom star.
Not radio show host.
Go for it.
Ellen DeGeneres, I would say.
Very good, that is correct.
Ooh,
10 points for the guy. Taking it up to 20 to 25 guys in lead by 5 points.
No straight man would know that.
I didn't know it either, but it was written down.
20 to 20.
For all God.
It's 2020, huh? That's nice.
So what do we have here? Let's see what we got.
Coming through some questions.
No.
They're not going to know
any of those. No, they're not going to know any of those.
Yeah, anything from the 80s.
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't born when the song came out.
Oh, my God.
No, they're not going to know that either.
Okay.
So, let's go with a... Well, you're killing me here, dude.
Give us one character from Jersey Shore.
Oh. Snooki.
That's easy.
With the hair and...
Yeah, Snooki.
A complete insult to Italians. Just want to put out there.
Complete insult to Italians. Excellent. So, I mean...
Completely.
What, here's one for you, Chris. What video game had its own cereal back in the 80s? The main one, though. It was big. It was huge. There it is.
That's it. The Pac-Man.
Points for the boys there.
That's easy. You know, that's what I thought. There you go, Izzy. There you go.
That's what I thought. No. There we are.
That's what I'm here for, people. That's what I'm here for. You know, we have a studio of, you know, like 90 people. Studio audience. Studio audience. That's right, people. Studio audience.
That's right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll finish up and find out who wins.
Excellent.
Larry G. Jones, Las Vegas' finest comic singing impressionist. With over 75 superstar voices in every fast-paced, high-energy show, there's something fun for everyone. Las Vegas Magazine says this multi-award-winning show is not only hilarious, it's astounding. Something fun for everyone. You won't believe your ears.
Every day, you can help good things happen. A local health worker in Nicaragua saves one child from measles. Then she helps save three children from malaria. And 10 children from diarrhea. And 20 children from pneumonia. When you help one, you help save so many. Visit goodgoes.org to find all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Mr. Crazy J.
I thought you were crazy.
This is the Crazy Man.
On the day the cartoon animals reverted to their natural state, all the kids agree what sight to see when they peeled off the paper and they all ran free. On the day the cartoon animals reverted to their original work, they threw off their anthropomorphic ways and totally went berserk. And there was Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Boo Boo and Yogi dining in the dumpster. Well, look at old Mickey, that dirty old rat, got a mouth full of cheese and his head in a trap. Donald's in a Chinese restaurant booth with a ginger glaze and no sailor suit. And there's Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Bugs Bunny in the laboratory testing mascara. Well, Rocky's just a roadkill squirrel surprise, only flying being done by fly. Bullwinkle's in the woods far away from here with a radio collar and a tag in his ear. And Smokey the Bear's choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear's choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear's choking on a camper. Porky smells nicer on a spiral slicer. Goofy's sniffing out drugs at the border. Bambi's on the turnpike riding on a fender.
We are back.
We are back here on the Rockin'
Comedy Show.
Yay. We are in the middle of Are You Smarter Than a Model? Iggy's giving them the
supermodel
to the next question.
Supermodel.
That's nice. Who's that? Is that you, Iggy?
Yeah.
Photoshop? Photoshop. Nice. All right. Well, when we left off...
I really can't tell from this angle. I mean, it's
when we left off...
He bent over.
The score was tied.
Excellent.
We're looking at porn on Iggy's iPhone.
Speaking of porn, we have a good question.
We do have a good question. And I believe it is the...
It's a tiebreaker question, right?
Well,
because we're
tied
now.
We're going to 50.
Oh, we're going to 50? Jesus, we're going to be here all night.
No, all right, we'll make this a tiebreaker. It was a little tough today.
Yeah, we'll do tiebreaker, and then we can go... We have a lot of other things coming up in the
yeah.
in the next segments.
So, all right, this is the tiebreaker. What movie about the porn industry earned Burt Reynolds his first Oscar nomination?
Mark Wahlberg was also in this movie.
As who? Dirk Diggler.
The Dirk Diggler.
First one to answer it will win the game. I'll say the question again. What movie about the porn industry earned Burt Reynolds his first Oscar nomination?
They both don't know it.
Which one?
The porn one. He's got
this
Roller Girl is in it.
Yes, yeah. Roller Girl's in it.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, you're on the guy's team now.
Who's this? Who's this?
Model. That's the photographer.
I was like, this does not do.
No. Show him the
photographer. So, do we have any other answers? No, they don't. They
both don't know it. The answer was Boogie Nights. All right, the first one to answer this, the first one to answer this next question will win the game. What Sesame Street toy giggled its way to the top of the Christmas quiz
Elmo!
In 1996?
Elmo.
She said it first. No, I'm gay. Ray raised his hand. That was too easy. That was too easy.
All right.
One more.
All right, let me get it. I'll get it out there.
I know. Not okay with this.
So, all right. Name the director of both Titanic...
James Cameron.
Son of a... I said raise your hand.
You know it.
Okay, he knew it already. You girls got to be a little bit quicker. Which I'm trying to help you here.
Count like the 20 points?
Yeah, I think that the guys did it. The guys did it at this point, right? They win? Yeah, the ladies and gentlemen, guys win again!
Stupid.
Stupid. Stupid. That was so dumb.
Stupid game.
We should have won. It was dumb.
This game's dumb.
Dumb.
All right, can somebody give me a bottle opener? Because this thing really is unacceptable. You know...
I have somewhere to be.
Wow, no kidding. That's some right there.
She hangs out with me. She's a professional drinker, guys. Seriously.
She has a bottle opener on her flip-flop. Let's see how well it works.
We need some of those flip-flops.
You girls got to come hang out with the Rock and Comedy Show. That's all I'm going to say.
Ladies, it has been fun. Yeah. Thank you for being here.
Yes, ladies, thank you so much.
For bringing him in. You delivered. That was nice.
And once again, we have a lot of great things coming up. Once again, we have Chris here from Insert Coin, which is going to be a new retro barcade experience coming down here to Las Vegas. One of a kind. Look for him on Facebook. Is it at Insert Coin or is it? Chris Laporte.
There you go.
LAPORTE. Look him on Facebook. Find out when it is. Honestly, he's going to be there. The hot girls from Vegas.
We're going to be there.
We're going to be there. And you know how we roll. You know, all the 45 and up women who don't, you know, trying to relive their 20s. That's how we roll, people.
Oh, my God. I remember when I was 12 and I was playing.
Oh, my God. I can still wear that leopard skin tight mini dress. Oh, Jesus.
Cougars, watch out.
And we'll be back in a second.
Oh, the cat got fed. We put him in a box and we dug a little hole. Covered him with rocks and we picked a couple dandelions. Said a little prayer and we all went off to bed because we mostly didn't care. But in the middle of the night, a dog started sniffing. Was a Labrador Retriever that belonged to Mrs. Griffin. And even though the cat was smelly and stiff, he thought it'd be a nice addition to Mrs. Griffin's kitchen. Well, throughout the house, she has cat curiosities with kitties on her couch and her coat and her colostomy. People gave her kitty gifts, but all a dog can afford is a cat he dug up with a case of rigor mortis. When the woman saw the cat, there began the pandemonium. The dog dropped the cat, and it clunked to the congoleum. It snapped back to life right there on the linoleum. Shook its shaggy head out of its catatonium. From the floor to the counter and all around the kitchen, the cat was chased by the dog and the dog by Mrs. Griffin. Past the living room couch with a kitty motif, through the front door screen, out into the street. The old John Duke drives a delivery route, and he happened to be passing with a van full of fruit. He missed the woman and the dog, but his face went pale, cause in a flat the cat was corned beef hash with a tail.
Yuck.
Oh, the cat got dead. We put him in a box and we dug a little hole. And we covered him with rocks and we picked a couple dandelions. Said a little prayer and we all went off to bed. Cause he mostly didn't care.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Jig.
We are back. We were joined during our game by an old high school buddy of mine, 92.
Good, you graduated in 92?
Yeah.
God damn, you guys are old.
How are you?
3 years older than you.
I graduated in 93.
Stupid.
Yeah, but you look way older than I do.
Shut up!
We got the street look.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, yeah, well, really, the street look, is that what we're calling it? You're wearing a Hawaiian shirt, for God's sakes.
Whatever.
Well, he maybe got the street look. He looks like, you know, he's like, he's just about to sell stereos out of the back of a truck.
Yeah.
And like, mira, mira, mira! Stand and deliver, you know? It's like Lou Diamond for those who are like, yo, where's your hairnet, man? Where's your hairnet? I'm glad that everybody can see this, because it makes so much more sense on radio.
Well, you know, that's why there's pictures.
That's why there's pictures, for God's sakes. But your friend's name is?
Nick Machado. Give it up for Nick.
Woohoo! Awesome, thanks. Good to have you here, Nick.
Thank you for having me.
That's right, ladies. He's in taking town, applications.
He's in town because he knows all about fashion.
And he doesn't like the cock.
And beautiful things.
Fantastic. That's why we love Nick. He knows all about fashion from a straight man's point
That's
of
right.
view. That's what I'm looking for.
We are off to a lovely start.
And he also acts.
Hey, come on. He metros out like a muck. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He looks great.
Those ladies were giving him the look when they left.
Because he looks like a somebody. You're wearing a Hawaiian shirt that looks like my freaking drapes in my house.
And I've been in your house and you ain't drapes look nothing like them.
You're right. In my kids' room, they do. All right, anyways. But it's great to have you here. And Nick's an actor. And you're an actor now. And he's not like one of those pansy actors that, you know, you see that they get found on, like, Star Search or something.
He's a serious actor! Like from Julia!
You know, one of those very awesome actors that really take the craft seriously. You know, so tell us a little about, I mean, how long you been doing this for, man?
12 years.
12 years, that's an eternity to be starving. An eternity. 12 years, I mean, that's how we keep this girlish figure, ladies.
Yeah.
Getting out there, but no, he does a lot of great work. You've done your fair share of gigs. You're out in L.A., you know,
that's right,
really
yeah.
getting out there working. You got agents. And I'm telling you, it's a hard industry, man.
It is, yeah, it's brutal. Can be.
Yeah, but what kind of, I mean, you're a theater actor, so let's get into that. I mean, 12 years of, you know, serious theater work. What have you done?
I did a play with Pulitzer Prize winning and Academy Award winning writer John Patrick Shanley 2 years ago. Where's My Money? That was...
I have no an idea who that is, but it sounds awesome!
John Patrick Shanley, he wrote a couple films. He wrote Moonstruck.
Moonstruck! Moonstruck! All right, I'm born in the 80s, people. Moonstruck, I know.
Get out of it.
Oh, good
and
God. Okay.
He wrote Doubt.
Doubt.
Doubt with Meryl Streep.
Oh, Meryl Streep. Okay, all right.
First one.
Yes, yeah.
I have culture.
Now I feel like I was that's right. I can go to theater and I can Moonstruck. Damn y'all.
Fantastic. Although, everybody's going to kick out of my, you know, my theater accent. I take myself seriously.
Brilliant.
I'm an actor. But, you know, what? So that's great. You've done some great plays. How about film work, TV?
I worked with a great director that I like quite a bit, Dan Yost, who wrote Drugstore Cowboy. Mm-hmm. I just did...
great movie.
Yep. I got a movie coming out in a few months. With starring Charlie Booley from Twilight. It's Ecstasy.
Oh, that's twice today that the Twilight reference has been made.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of them, by the way.
They're gay.
Yeah, I know, that's why.
Yeah, shut up. Yeah, nobody needs to read that
chicks
crap.
Love that shit, yeah.
Yeah,
That's great, man. I mean, to be in a working actor in this industry. Well, I mean, a lot of people are out of work. 6 million people out of work. You know, I know there are a lot of writers out there. Mm-hmm. Everybody's downsizing everywhere. So, I mean, how hard is it in L.A. right now with the competition? Do you see it strong? Do you see it coming back? Are there roles up? I mean, because we still need entertainment.
Well, they do, but there's a trickle-down thing going on where, you know, movie stars are doing TV. TV stars are doing commercials and what have you. But they're saying the light at the end of the tunnel is going to be new era media in the next couple of years.
Would that be like with the introduction of the internet?
Well, Netflix is going to be click-click as opposed to through the mail in the future. There's a lot of, like, you know, when The Sopranos started, the cable viewing audience was 15% of the greater TV viewing audience. And now there's so many amazing shows on Showtime and HBO, things like Weeds and Entourage, TBS, TNT, FX, all these networks are all growing exponentially. So they're saying
some of those shows are way better.
Yeah,
better than network shows. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean that's great. If you can get so it's great that there is a sort of a rebound that you see happening in the market. But
we'll see.
Well, that's the hard thing to be a starving artist. I mean, I've been with my group now for 12 years. I've been,
wow.
And it's hard. I have to reinvent myself just like any other business to keep on top, to be visible, and to be seen is the hardest thing to do, especially in a sea of people who pretty much, there's somebody out there doing the same thing you are, pal. So how do you sit there and reinvent yourself to be out there like Chris, your company, Insert Coin coming out there? It's hard in this industry. It's hard. I mean, what do you do to, how do you get out there and be different?
You know, I think it was touched on a little bit. The fact of the matter is you have to know what the people are wanting and come out with something that the people really want. This is direct demand these days. Like you said, everything's click, click.
Mm-mm.
So to really come out there on top, you have to know what they want, give them what they want right away. It's an instantaneous gratification culture these days.
No kidding. Everybody's connected
when
to
Chris
their iPhones.
When Chris set out, he contacted me with his business on Facebook, and then I hit it up through all the people that I'm connected with on Facebook, and he was amazed by how many people were like, where is this place? When is it going to open? I mean, they wanted to know so much about it. So, I mean, that information to get to you that quick, that's what people want.
Yep. You're right. It is instant gratification with the capability we have for text messaging. Even, honestly, your business card, you can just get out there and just go to my website. That's the new thing. There's
sure,
no sending headshots and resumes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, you go to this website, you have a site, we can go out and download your shots, and fine, we'll pull it from there.
I see your reel and the whole bit within seconds on their iPhone
while they're walking
to the elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what advice do you have for, people who are out there? I mean, I'm sure you have, it's always great to have an agent. You have representation on many levels.
Yeah, I have a few agents and a manager. I would say to anybody, just stay inspired, do what you love, work hard. And I think staying inspired is the most important thing for me.
And that's honestly, that goes for everything. I mean, you have to stay inspired in business. You have to stay inspired in, if you, and honestly, I say it all the time to my kids that I teach, that honestly, complacency leads to, the non-creativity.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And routine,
right.
If you fall into routine, it's the birth of complacency.
Sure.
And complacency is the death of all creativity.
My thing is relish in other people's negativity. If someone tells you no, you know damn well you're on something good and keep going.
Sure.
And that's awesome. Yeah, well, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Absolutely.
Yo, what's up? This is the Black Eyed Peas, and we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in our lives, but nothing is more important than life itself. When you drink and drive, you're risking the life of yourself and the lives of everybody on the road. Don't plan to drive, just plan ahead.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Red Peters, and whenever I'm not doing it doggy style, I listen to the Crazy J Show.
Why come up behind me and then touch me on my neck when your hands are cold? I know you want to love me, but scare the shit out of me when your hands are cold. Oh, I believe in love, but possible even clothes and mittens and mufflers and scarves when the winds turn chilly and your hands are cold. Say to stop it, just stick them in your pockets when your hands are cold. It's not that I don't want them, I just think you should blow on them when your hands are cold. Oh, I believe in love, but I also believe in gloves and mittens and mufflers and scarves when the winds get chilly and your hands are cold.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. Every once in a while, we get an echo because we're so freaking high up.
That's right! Oh!
All right, excellent.
The Spaz is here. We're still here with Chris Laporte from Insert Coins.
Is it Insert Coin or Insert Coin?
It's Insert Coins.
Coins. All right, Insert Coins.
I won lots of them.
No. Right. Right, and we also have...
And we're also here with Nick Machado.
How you doing?
Actor
you doing?
Extraordinaire. An actor.
Actor extraordinaire.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Oh, they're going back and forth.
Excellent. And
you're actually in town because the magic show is here.
That's right, yeah.
Are you a magician and an actor?
No.
I know a lot of people are like, well, what does that have to do with the show and clothes? And I just don't get it.
The Magic Convention is the largest fashion convention in the world, I think.
Yeah.
So
the Magic Convention is the largest fashion convention in the world.
Men's apparel mainly?
Both men's and women's. There's all different kinds of every market.
I mean, but like, I bet they have that in figure skating. I bet it's huge. You see the outfit they wear in figure skating? I bet they have. I'm like, where do they find them damn things? I think Jay, you would look fantastic.
I think they get them made.
Awesome, but you know, it's great. So, I mean, how's that going for you? How's the convention going for you right now?
That's exciting. Lots of buzz about the brand that I work with, and
the brand is
it's Friend or Foe. The website is Your Friend or Foe. And we do licensed merch for lots of jazz and blues greats like Frank Sinatra, John Coltrane, Johnny Hooker, Ray Charles, Thelonious Monk, on and on and on. Miles Davis.
That's my language, people.
Yeah.
That's my language.
Yeah.
It's good. That's all good stuff, man.
It's exciting.
No, but I mean, where to now? I mean, where to now? Being an actor, is this the end all be all right now? Or you? I mean, granted, you spread yourself in a lot of directions. You spread yourself in a lot of directions. But is it just to get a sitcom? You want to get a sitcom? You want to do just serious theater work? I mean, like I said, being an entertainer myself, I'm happy just singing. You know, I'm happy to be here on this radio show. I mean, you try to get out there and. Like I said, keep yourself inspired.
Sure, yeah.
And is this one of those things that...
You know, being around music is inspiring for me. I work with one contemporary artist, Rocco DeLuca, and just being around creative juice like that keeps me inspired. Even though it's in a different genre than I work in, you know, helping him do his thing better and provide merch for him and just being around that creative energy is exciting. And somehow that pours over into what I'm doing and just being moved emotionally and just being alive, you know, it makes my life more exciting and feeds me creatively. I know it sounds kind of dumb,
yeah, absolutely right, man. You can't be in an industry like this. I was saying before, you can't be complacent. I mean, you always have to get out there and find something that motivates you. And I'm sure Chris feels this way too, as far as, you know, it's, if you fall into routine in your life, it's the birthplace of complacency, and complacency is the death of all creativity.
Indeed, yeah.
And so even I'm sure Chris can add to this, you know, especially being in his own business, you know, just defy the odds. How do you get out there, defy the odds? Keep going.
So, a quick history. I went from car sales to drug sales, pharmaceutical.
Oh, no. Pharmaceutical sales? I'll tell you, one of the hottest people on the planet. That says a lot about Chris. He's a good-looking guy.
And
I'm not
helped.
Hitting on you. And I'm sure it did help.
And from there, I realized that what I really want to do is use my time correctly, and it's basically helping the community of video game players out there show that we are really something else. If you look at Modern Warfare 2, their first day, They sold, I believe, $360 million in product.
Dude, Rabbi would love to hear
he
that.
He would have been on
that. He would have been on that.
That was exactly $3,489.27.
$361 million in sales day one. And nothing against the thespians here. You guys have a magnificent art. Batman The Dark Knight made $156 million in 3 days. Yet video games are still being ignored. There's a huge history behind it. To me, it's an art form. And you think what you said sounded kind of dumb. I think sometimes I sound kind of dumb, but I see video
Jay
games.
Jay sounds dumb all the time, but we're okay.
Why is it on me today?
Totally.
Oh, Rabbi's not here.
And I am every day going up against people, letting them know we are not just cellar dwellers hiding from the sun. You know, we have a presence.
That, I mean, yeah. And that's what it is. It's creating that network, and I'm sure... For what I do, being a singer and producer as well, and you being an actor, it's one of those things that you have to keep on it. You have to create a presence, and anybody will tell you. That's why you have to have it. I can say, yes, I'm fabulous. I'm fabulous all the time. You need to come down and see me. It's great when other people are out there saying it.
Yeah, I'm terrible at that. I'm terrible at it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm terrible at self-promotion.
He has no problem.
I'm great all the time, but nobody ever listens to me.
Attaboy. Yeah, yeah.
He has no problem. He just doesn't like to.
Yeah, man, but it's definitely great having you guys here because it's all, I mean, here in Vegas, and even in L.A., entertainment is entertainment. You want to get out there, whether you want to call it video games is part of entertainment. And to make any of these things survive, you have to go into the marketing side of it. How do you market yourself? Because it's a product. You want to get out there, and that's what the cool thing about this show is, that we try to get out there and be part of the community. Having those people and having an arsenal of people is what Jay and I look for, that when we have these huge events, you know, we have the guy who's going to get out there who has, you know, theater experience, who's going to be either emceeing our show.
Yep.
We have the guy out there who has a venue who to make it fun, insert coin. We have the hot, you know, supermodels that Iggy Briggs did. It's all about creating that network that we honestly, that's what the show is all about.
And they were hot, by the way.
They're extremely hot. You know, but you know, I'm done. I got nothing, people. I got nothing.
I just have to add, you know, you've been here for over 20 years. You know, we're paying our dues and coming through you to kind of make it in Vegas. You know, you are Vegas.
Well, I've been in Vegas 20 years,
but
I've
you've been
show
doing the work
years,
in Vegas, yeah. And you had a lot of Vegas people coming through. So, thank you.
Wow, you're welcome.
Thank you guys very much for coming out. I mean, we could do this all night, but we have some other segments we have to get to, right?
Yeah.
But we appreciate you guys. Chris, Nick, please go check out their respective websites, which is?
You can go to nickmachado.com, and you can also Google.
That's pretty hard to spell. I'm glad you made it so easy for us.
Nickmachado. And you can also look for The City of Gardens is going to be out in a few months. And there's ecstasythemovie.com, which will be released in a few months. And
that sounds good.
Sounds like you've got a lot going on.
Yeah, man, but awesome. Thank you very much for
joining us. Thank you, sir.
Night.
Thank you for having
and
me.
Chris, hang around, man. We're gonna
see, that's why I don't need to go to high school reunions. I just bring them here.
That's good.
The race car driver that I sponsor on the, you know.
You know, it's one of those things where I'm afraid to bring any of my friends in here. I'd be like, damn, this is what I'm doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, I don't bring them all. I just want the ones that
I just want the ones on I'm better than.
I went off and achieved.
Yeah, I'll be like, you know what? I'm way better than you. God, you look fat. But thank you guys so much for coming out
awesome.
In.
Yay.
And we'll be back in a minute.
Fishing worms. Everybody's wishing they had fishing worms. Find them in the garden, turn over a rock, slip them in your sandwich, put them in your sock. That's fishing worms, fishing worms. Well, my big sister, she don't care for my fishing worms. Big ones, little ones, they scare her too good. She'd make a chocolate shake, I'd drop a couple in the blender. Now she's looking at me with bated breath from eating fishing worms, fishing worms. Everybody's wishing they had fishing worms. Do your English homework, underline a word, circle direct object and transitive verb with a fishing worm, fishing worm. Wrap them around a corkscrew, twist them around some twine, take them to the health spa so they can unwind. That's fish and worms, fish and worms, fish and worms. Everybody's wishing they had fish and worms. Find them on the sidewalk, crispy as a chip. When your aunt comes over, chop them in the dip for some fish and worms. Fish and worms. Find them in the backyard, underneath some leaves. Make them little dresses, just leave off the sleeves. That's fish and worms. Fish and worms. Well, I like everything you can think about fish and worms. Gushy, gushy, gushy ones, ones that wiggle and sway. There's only one thing I don't like doing with fish and worms. That is, of course, I hate to catch fish. I hate fish, just fish and worms. Fish and worms. Everybody's wishing they had fish and worms. Fish and worms. Fish and worms.
All right, it goes on like this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for I Can't Get Behind That. It's where we all go around the room. We have some best special guests here. We have
and they
Nick.
Haven't left yet. We're like, we'll see you guys next time. And
then oh, no, I was like, no, you can hang around for this. This is
I'm
like,
not leaving.
We have beer in the studio. Like,
anyway. Yeah. This is I Can't Get Behind That, where we take our daily rants of what we can't get behind and say it here. And you know, vent here on the radio. Because it's honestly a great topic for conversation, and it starts out like this. You know what, people? I remember a time when prom meant class and sophistication. Instead of who could wear the shorter skirt that didn't expose your so-called underwear that you could floss your teeth with. Now, I'm not gay and I can appreciate pretty girls in short dresses. But, I mean, I have two daughters now. And you know what? This shit terrifies me. I mean, we went from upscale to slut up. And you know what?
Slut up.
I can't get behind that. And jam on.
All right, I lived in Vegas now for about 6 years, and I really cannot understand people complaining about 5 minutes of rubbernecking traffic. From the East Coast, sitting in front of the Holland Tunnel for over an hour and a half.
That is true, but it's still, we bitched about this last week, and they were complaining that I can't get behind that last week. But it is absolutely true. LA traffic, that. New York traffic, motherfuckers, I can't get behind that.
All right. Self-checkout lanes in the grocery store. People, this is for people who know how to scan barcodes, only have a few items, and want to get the hell out of the store. It's not, you know, it's not for 500 items. It's not for, oh, now I have to wait for somebody to come and take the ID to see if I'm old enough to buy alcohol. It's quick. It's easy. If you don't know how to use it, don't get in it. I can't get behind that.
Awesome. You know what? You know what? Your boyfriend's a douchebag. Everybody already thinks so. So, you know, why the hell are you making excuses for him? Oh, Tommy had a long day and I decided to walk 3 miles home. Grow a damn spine and tell your man to get off his lazy ass and stop playing Halo and pick your ass up. For God's sake, either that or he will find himself lonely and you'll be happily independent going into your 40s. Don't make excuses for him. You look weak. You know what? I can't get behind that.
Was Rabbi your inspiration for that one?
You know what? He's not nearly that. You know, he does need a spine. He does need a spine, but he was not my inspiration for that. Go on, Chris.
You know, you don't have one? You don't have one? Not yet?
I got nothing.
He's got nothing. You know what? You guys are just way too heavy. Wait. Chris has got one here. Go on, Chris. Vent to me and preach to me. Tell me what you just cannot deal with.
What I can't deal with is you're at work
You have a uniform. My case, I wear a vest. I walk around. I help people. I get one person every day walk up and say, do you work here? No, I'm trying to make a freaking fashion statement with this.
It's the orange vest.
Blue vest.
Red and tan and blue, depending on what position you're in.
Yeah, it's a
hell of a fashion statement. Yeah. Hell of a fashion statement you're trying to make. And you know what? Krista can't get behind that.
The next one's going to be about the grocery store, too. This lady just was unbelievable. If you... They say the next in line. It's not the next in line because they take the person that's almost got their stuff going on the conveyor belt. That's the one they're going to take. What about the one behind her? She's the next. And then what do? We all have to get out of her way so she can go and ring them up. It's next in line. I can't get behind that. That's full.
Yeah, we'll censor ourselves. We don't need to go into profanity. We're better than that. I probably cursed about 100 times today. Right? I'm doing great. You know what? Relationships are hard. They're even harder with kids. But I tell you right now, if you stop going out and having a good time, especially with your boys on the Rockin' Comedy Show, because you have kids, that is absolutely unacceptable. Get yourself a damn babysitter and quit being so damn paranoid. Your kids will be okay for the 3 hours that you were gone doing stupid things that you thought of when you were younger. You know what? Help your own damn relationship. Get out there. And you know what? I can't get behind that.
You got one?
Okay, I'm trying to get a loan for a business, damn it. And these banks are getting money for free from the government, and they won't give me any bit of the pie.
Damn the man.
I just can't get it.
You know what? That's ridiculous. They're keeping all that money for themselves.
This one was emailed to us again by Dino Mike. Atheists who treat atheism as a religion.
Atheism is no religion.
Right. He says, we all know the jerk off whom I speak to, the guy that is so proud not to believe in a higher being, so much that he has defeated his own purpose and created a whole new religion on his own. I really don't know anyone that has a problem with atheists, except maybe the hardcore Jesus freaks that feel they must press their own ways upon you. Whatever happened to shutting the fuck up? I mean, seriously, keep your opinions to yourself. This all goes to all of your religious nuts out there. John 3:16, whatever. I can't get behind that.
Man, that's awesome. Okay, so you still think you can pull off that leopard skin mini dress that you wore in your 20s. And you're going out for the third night this week. Don't listen to your fat friends that says it looks good. She's lying to you. At your damn age, reality check, you are approaching your 40s and still are trying to hold on to the glory days of cheerleading in high school, and you are the mother of two kids still prowling the field looking for a daddy to take care of you. Moderate yourself, woman. Quit being a douche and get the hell off welfare. You know what? I can't get behind that.
How about, this is what I call the honker, the guy who is right behind you at the red light, and as soon as it turns green, really, dude?
You were not from New York. They always do that.
It just turns green. Yeah.
Come on!
Not that it really bothers me too much, but I would like to make sure that nobody's zipping through that red light on the other side. This is Vegas.
You're a smart, cautious driver, and Vegas drivers suck.
Yeah, they run pedestrians over on the sidewalk in this freaking town. If you're in that much of a hurry, you should have left your house a little bit earlier. I can't get behind that.
All right. Now, if you go to the country of Japan and you are at a restaurant and you need a glass of water, you press a button and the waiter comes to the table and gives you a glass of water. This whole concept of you ask and you shall receive provides perfect service every time.
Man, I had that one.
Okay. Okay, and I'll tell you, in America, the arrogance and entitlement people feel because they are spending their hard-earned money in an establishment is ridiculous. All of a sudden, my glass of water is empty. Oh my God, it becomes a benchmark for crappy service all over this country, and it fuels the fire to bitch and complain about crappy service in America. You know, service is crappy because
Well, it's what we've come to expect. We need to adopt the system, you know, you ask and you shall receive here in the United States. And not be pissed off at the waitress that doesn't speak English as her first native language. And get pissed off at her because she's not reading your mind that you're allergic to nuts. That arrogance at restaurants... I can't get behind that.
I swear to God, we had to have the same server because we came up with the same
thing. Server? This is all on my own. I don't need a computer to help me out with this. This is all my personal vents and frustrations.
The server that brought you your food.
Oh, the server, you know what? Oh, exposed. I'm like, I don't... But that's true, man. It would be help, you know, the people who speak to you in, like, another event I'll have. Go on, Jay, you go first.
This next one is, again, from Dynamite, and I think it'll be hilarious if we actually bleep all the F words that he's actually put into this one.
Great, we can do that.
It'll be really, really funny. starts off with, fuck the Toyota Prius. Should I even say more, or do you drive that?
Hey, Corin.
Well, mostly F their cocky-ass drivers. Those fucking Prius's drivers are so smug, and when they drive by, aren't they, Those fucking Prius drivers are so smug when they drive by, aren't they? But here's the blood boiler. Have you seen the access stickers on their bumpers, the yellow stickers that allow them to drive in the HOV lane, even though they are the only one in the effing car? What the fuck is that about? Isn't the HOV lane designed to reward those who actually carpool, not those who decide they want to buy a hybrid? Great, you're helping the environment, but let's face it, you're really just helping your wallet. So what now? Their double reward? That's bullshit. Having these vehicles in the HOV lane is not helping traffic congestion. In conclusion, fuck the Prius, fuck their drivers, and fuck whoever decided that they're better than everyone else and passing that goddamn law that allows them in the HOV lane. Fuck Prius.
Apparently, he can't get behind that.
Yeah, he can't get behind that.
You know, speaking of languages, for God's sakes, if I have to call AT&T and be like, oh, Lord, hi, welcome to AT&T. Can I help you? I am going to go shoot something. Outsourcing in this country is freaking ridiculous. You know, it is absolutely unacceptable that I have to talk to a bunch of dead artists and have the American English language. That's right, but you is... professionally trained. I can't even understand the damn thing that the guy is saying. And how do you expect me to get any kind of business done with all this outsourcing? We have millions of people out of work right now. But what do you know? It's so much cheaper to go to India and find somebody who'll go, AT&T, can I help you? Yeah, it's great. Thanks a lot. And you know what?
To add on that, what about calling a tech support line or anything on the phone and they're like, for English, press 1.
Oh my gosh, the English
and
person.
His name is always Tom.
And, you know, and I'll add on to this once again. Adding all that automated crap, please give me, honestly, I'd rather have the guy who talks like this because I can probably decipher a little bit compared to the person who's sitting there automated 1111110000. It's ridiculous. Whatever happened to great customer service where you can actually train your people, not for that, train them properly to be kind, to be courteous, instead of paying them $2 an hour to, you know, to be disgruntled. For God's sakes, you know what? I can't get behind that.
This is the last one I got. This inspired me after our listener party about karaoke singers, and you will, of course, be able to jump in on this.
Oh, good Lord.
If you think you can sing, that's fine. However, if you get to the mic, hold it to your face and sing the freaking song. Some people stand there, they have no energy, unless you're Paul and you're jumping all over the tables.
That's what I do, people. That's what I do.
You either go, oh, that was the wrong song, I wasn't thinking of that song, or my classic one, I didn't know the words. People, the words are on the freaking screen! That's the whole point of the karaoke. So, you know, get up there and sing and put the mic next to your freaking pie hole, and I can't get behind karaoke singers. Bad!
Bad karaoke singers. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of I Can't Get Behind That. It has been a good time here.
Awesome.
Good times. But once again, if you do have things that you can't get behind, please go to therockandcomedyshow.com and put in your vents, the things that we want to hear from you. We want to make it out, want to get out there and find out
things that piss people off
every day. And you know what? They need to be said and they need to be addressed. And that's what we are here for. But once again, thank you for I can't get behind that. We'll see you in a couple seconds.
G. Jones, Las Vegas' finest comic singing impressions. With over 75 superstar voices in every fast-paced, high-energy show, there's something fun for everyone. Las Vegas Magazine says this multi-award-winning show is not only hilarious, it's astounding. Something fun for everyone. You won't believe your ears.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor, and you wanted to add something before you left.
I did. I wanted to do a plug for a wonderful theater group in Los Angeles. It's the Actorhood. The website is theactorhood.com. So for theaters of fans of theater and anyone who's going to be in Los Angeles in the near future, do look up the website. There's many incredible productions going on with great writers and great actors and a wonderful non-charity organization, theactorhood.com. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming by.
Awesome times, man. Good times.
Great show.
That was a fantastic show. It just keeps on getting better and better.
I'm waiting to hear Rabbi's call going, oh, yeah, the one time I can't do the show, you have Bonnie, you have all these four or five chicks from Dangerous Curves, and you had
two supermodels.
He missed
from
out.
Vegas, oh, man, Vegas talent.
You missed out.
That's man, it was a great show. That's what I'm saying. This is how we roll, and this is what all the kinds of people that you will see at our listener parties next time.
And how cool that I met somebody I hadn't seen since graduation. Like, that is freaking weird. And that he's accomplished, you know, something amazing, like that, to be an actor and
that's what's all
do
about.
Theater!
I study theater at Juilliard!
Yeah. To, you know, just do something like that is amazing.
Well, that's what the show's about, man. The show's about getting out there and seeing what Vegas has to offer. We're here to rock and we're here to be funny and expose everybody here in Las Vegas to the cool things and the cool people that we surround ourselves with.
And it's awesome that you are here, sir. Have a safe trip to Boston.
I'll be in Boston tomorrow, so if anybody's there, I mean, let's go have a drink.
I'm ready for a break myself. So, you know, I've done 18 straight weeks of this show without having a summer break. So,
that's a good, get some R&R.
I'm taking a week off too, ladies and gentlemen. And Angie's going out of town. It's a perfect time.
It is the perfect time. We'll see y'all when we get back.
All right.